KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas C. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Off now, but there are people who were born in the post-war years, and they were children during the 1950s, and they have very, very bad recollections, very dark recollections of what it was like to live in post-war Britain in the late 1940s and early 1950s. Because a lot of people don't know that not only was there wartime rationing, but there was rationing, sugar rationing, between October 1951 and March 1956. The end of rationing occurred was 1953. So the people who were born in those years, their first 1,000 days, they had very little sugar. And so afterwards they relaxed the sugar restrictions. And, you know, if you go to the UK these days, people consume a ton of sugar. There's a lot of sugar that people consume. Sugar is ubiquitous. But the impact of sugar restriction in early life was the object of this study. And they looked at heart attack, heart failure, atrial fibrillation, stroke, cardiovascular disease, death, in what is called the UK Biobank, which is 63,000 participants born between October 1951 and March 1956. Okay. So what they found was that longer exposure to sugar rationing was associated with progressively lower cardiovascular disease risk in adulthood. Compared with people never exposed to rationing, those exposed, get this, in utero, because that's important too, plus 1 to 2 years of sugar restriction had about 80% the risk of heart disease, about 75% the risk of myocardial infarction, 74% the risk for heart failure, 76% of the risk for atrial fibrillation, 69% of the risk for stroke. This is compared to 100%. You know, so they had dramatically reduced risk, 73% reduced risk for cardiovascular disease death. And they say that major reasons for this are reduced risk of diabetes and hypertension. And there was also sugar rationing was also associated with an increase in what's called ejection fraction. In other words, the strength of beating of the heart. And these are individuals who had their ejection fraction not checked when they were 3 years old, but as adults, after some degree of sugar restriction during the first 1,000 days of life. So what an important intervention that could be to just simply, for moms during pregnancy and for babies and toddlers, to restrict their exposure to sugar, you know, much like sugar rationing. Yeah, they had some sugar, but it was like a big deal when you could get some sugar during sugar rationing in the UK in those post, in those really austere post-war years. It was a gloomy time for the UK, but health benefits were garnered by people exposed to that draconian restriction. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites something called mitophagy. It's your body's natural anti-aging pathway. It's a cleanup process because as we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure, as its name suggests, targets the mitochondria, restores your energy at the source. It's a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking MitoPure. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically, less downtime after strenuous exertion. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase. They've got great skincare products as well. including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure today and a special offer to Intelligent Medicine listeners. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman to order. All right. So, you know, I have a tendency, I mean, you know, obviously I'm restrained in hospitals, and you can really make a difference by washing your hands. And, you know, cameras reveal and studies reveal that doctors often touch patients, and then they don't take the time to wash their hands, and then they transmit harmful bacteria to patients. And so we spend a lot of time being exhorted to wash our hands. And often the notion is the hotter the better. And this is something that I've done for a long time. It's like I washed, you know, cold water. Meh, it's not as effective. Just as hot as you can stand, right? I mean, not obviously to the point where it burns you or it's super uncomfortable, but, you know, pump up the volume when it comes to the temperature of water when you wash your hands. So this is actually an article from Andrew Weil. Andrew Weil writes about health issues. A team of researchers at Vanderbilt University looked into the question of, is it best to wash your hands with warm water, or will cold water or lukewarm water suffice? Researchers at Vanderbilt University looked into this question and concluded that, contrary to widespread belief, washing your hands in hot water doesn't kill germs more effectively and doesn't get your hands any cleaner than washing with cold water. And, you know, folks, it's a simple biology. In order to kill the bacteria in your hands with water alone, you'd have to use boiling water. That would burn you. That's 212 degrees Fahrenheit. In general, the temperature of hot water used for hand washing ranges from 104 to up to 131 degrees. Up to 131 degrees, pretty uncomfortable. The Vanderbilt researchers noted that at the high end of that range, the water temperature might kill some germs, but could also scald your skin, and that might put you at risk for skin infections because you're damaging your skin surfaces, your defenses are undermined by skin damage. And, you know, also I've seen hospital workers with terrible hand dermatitis, especially during COVID, because we got nuts about using disinfectant, even just lay people using disinfectant all day long, washing with hot water. A lot of patients came in with just, you know, really red, irritated skin on their hands, and they just damaged the protective layer. So investigators found that washing your hands in cold water temperatures of just 40 degrees, that's cold, seems to reduce bacteria as effectively as warmer water, providing that you actually scrub, rinse, and dry your hands properly. So there you have it. this myth about, you know, hot water, it doesn't help. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news.
It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I thought it was a significant boost to my workout since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Let's hear one of those questions.
Hey, Doc, why do I feel sick if I don't eat? And see, every hour and a half, 2 hours tops, I feel like throwing up.
Okay. All right, so that's an interesting question. Actually, this is a question that our good colleague Layla Budin wrote about in one of her weekly columns for our newsletter, so I'd refer you to that. But I'll tell you what she had to say. First of all, there could be something going on medically that might be concerning, because people who have gastritis or inflammation of the stomach, they tend to build up acidity, and without food in the stomach, it irritates the stomach, they feel nauseous, they sometimes feel pain, and they have to eat to sort of coat the stomach lining and buffer the acidity. And so that may be the sign of some incipient stomach problem. So maybe see a gastroenterologist for a checkout. The other thing that can happen is that people who have to eat frequently often have problems with appetite regulation due to blood sugar fluctuations. So when they eat, the blood sugar goes up, and that relieves the problem temporarily, and then they get reactive hypoglycemia, and then they have to eat some more, and they're on a blood sugar roller coaster all day. And that often is related to weak adrenal function, because the adrenals are kind of the alarm system which helps keep your blood sugar stable and offset low blood sugar. When you have low blood sugar, you release norepinephrine and cortisol, and those help to stabilize blood sugar. If you're overproducing cortisol, your blood sugar will remain too high. It's like being on steroids. And so sometimes we want to support the adrenals in people who have these types of problems. So, but get a checkout, because this may be a sign of something. One of the suggestions that Layla had was that some people who have to eat frequently, particularly when they crave certain foods, you know, they got a real Jones for, they got to have some cheese or they got to have some bread, is that they're actually going through food withdrawal. People can become addicted to certain types of foods. And when you go through withdrawal, you know, just like when you go through caffeine withdrawal or tobacco withdrawal or drug withdrawal, you have a craving, and the only way to satisfy the craving is to imbibe the culprit substance. And so that may be the case for some people who have intense cravings for food. They just feel lousy when they don't have the food, and somehow the food, you know, taking in the food relieves their withdrawal symptoms. And that could, that's another possibility when you have the kind of symptoms that you describe. 877-726-8255 is their number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
If you've followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash-frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering, there are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, of course, there's gridlock in Congress, and a lot of it is about how we're going to pay for health care. And, you know, whatever system we're going to use, whether it's full-on socialized medicine or Obamacare or private care, there's going to be some flaws because our healthcare system is inefficient, expensive, and people can fall between the cracks. And here's an example of how that might happen. Interestingly, to a doctor, this is the experience of physician Lauren Hughes. She was heading to see patients at a clinic about 20 miles from her Denver home in February when another driver T-boned her Subaru, totaling it. She was taken by ambulance to the closest hospital, Platte Valley Hospital. And after all was said and done, she received a $64,000 bill for her hospital treatment. The article says that Dr. Hughes was examined in the emergency room where she was diagnosed with bruising. She had a deep cut on her knee and a broken ankle after an automobile crash. Physicians recommended immediate surgical repair, of course. They said, you have this fracture and a big gaping wound in your knee. We need to take you to the OR immediately to wash it out and make sure there's no infection. And she said, yeah, you know, I mean, she's a physician. She knows the deal. And she said, do whatever you have to do. So she was taken to the operating room that evening. And then she was admitted to the hospital overnight. It was a very short stay. A friend came to pick her up because her car was totaled and took her home the next day. Then the bills came. It totaled to $63,976.35 charged by the hospital. Why was she charged? Because she was not in network with the insurance plan that she got through her job. I mean, she's a physician and she was insured by her physician group. And they got her on a technicality because they said the hospital wasn't an in-network hospital. Now, when you're in a car crash and you're taken by ambulance to a hospital and you're really kind of out of it, you know, you're in shock, and you're alone, you're not going to make the most, you know, rational decisions like, oh, let me make sure that I go to an in-network hospital. She went to the closest hospital. She's probably out in the boonies there in the Colorado Mountains outside of Denver. And she was indeed covered for the nearly $2,400 ambulance rides. The ambulance rides are very expensive. And some smaller radiology charges from the ER. But when it came to the surgery and the overnight stay, because, man, you could stay at the Waldorf in the penthouse suite, and it'll be cheaper than staying in most hospitals these days. $63,000 for a broken ankle and a cut to the knee. With no head injury or internal damage. Imagine if she'd had like a more serious critical injury. So to use the notion that she should have left the hospital to go to an in-network hospital was, quote, ludicrous. Her car was in a junkyard. She had no family nearby. And she, you know, was immediately given opioid painkillers when she got to the emergency room. So she wasn't, you know, that resourceful. When she asked for further details about medical necessity determination, she was directed to the policy benefit booklet, which outlines that for a hospital stay, documentation must show, quote, safe and adequate care could not be obtained as an outpatient. So they thought that maybe after the car crash, she simply should have gone home, you know, with a deep cut and a broken ankle and waited till she could find an appropriate appointment for medical care at an in-network provider. Okay, so the lesson from this is she appealed. And the result of the appeal was successful. Hughes did not understand why she wasn't shielded by something called the No Surprises Act, which, by the way, they have such a thing. It was legislated in 2022. It's a federal law that requires insurers to cover out-of-network providers as though they are in-network when patients receive emergency care. So, I mean, this is, I think, is a pretty clear-cut case of emergency care, right? But they deemed it this sort of like elective care, like, you know, you just have a deep cut and a broken ankle. And you should have, you know, you should have gone to an in-network provider. Well, there's some technicality in your plan that supersedes the no surprises distinction. So finally, the hospital, Platte Valley Hospital, apologized and ultimately didn't charge her. They say the facility deeply regrets any anxiety the situation has caused the poor doctor. The hospital had, quote, prematurely and erroneously sent use a bill before working out the balance with the insurer, Anthem. Further, we've informed Dr. Hughes that if her insurance company ultimately signs the remaining balance to her, she will not be billed for it. In the end, Hughes owed only a $250 copayment. So the take-home message is quickly and aggressively question insurance denials once they're received, including by asking for your case to be escalated to the insurer's and hospital's leadership. And, you know, she's a savvy patient. She's a doctor. And I guess they thought that this might become a public relations nightmare for the hospital to make such an egregious decision about billing someone for what is most obviously urgent emergency care. But it just demonstrates what can happen. You know, it's like little things can end you with a medical bankruptcy. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, I've always considered CoQ10 to be one of my core supplements. We've talked about the mitochondria here a lot on Intelligent Medicine. CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports energy production and heart health. Supplementing with CoQ10 is especially important if you're on a statin, because statins deplete CoQ10 levels, and so many people out there, many of you listeners, are taking them. But not all CoQ10 supplements are created equal. Many brands fail to deliver the full benefits, but new research shows that anti-factor lipids will improve the utilization of CoQ10, according to studies, by more than 200%. That's why Nutritional Therapeutics created CoQ10 with anti-factor lipids. It's a breakthrough formula scientifically proven to repair and restore your mitochondrial membranes, because when they're healthy, your body can fully utilize CoQ10. I don't go a day without anti-factor. I use the powder, put it in my shake, but you can also get the product that's teamed with CoQ10 as a 1-2 punch for your mitochondria. It helps you feel your best and reduces fatigue and signs of aging. So for a limited time, buy one bottle of NT-Factor with CoQ10 and get a second bottle free. Just go to ntfactor.com for this BOGO offer. Buy one, get one free. That's ntfactor.com. Don't settle for ordinary CoQ10. Upgrade to the formula that I recommend, NT-Factor with CoQ10. All right, food fight between the DASH diet and the VLC diet, the very low carbohydrate diet. DASH diet is something that was invented to treat hypertension. It is a very low-fat diet that includes lots of whole grains. It's about 60 to 70% in terms of calories delivered by carbohydrates. It includes starchy vegetables like potatoes, low-fat dairy, small amounts of animal protein, and lots of fruits and vegetables. And fruits can also sometimes provide some degree of carbohydrates, especially, you know, succulent, sweet fruits. But the DASH diet has been touted as the best diet for hypertension. Well, here in the study, toe-to-toe, they compared the VLC, the very low-carbohydrate diet, versus a DASH diet for overweight or obese adults with hypertension, as well as prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. 94 adults from Southeast Michigan with this triple multimorbidity, so triple threat, high blood pressure, prediabetes or type 2 diabetes, and obesity, okay? And that's what we call metabolic syndrome, right? Insulin resistance metabolic syndrome. So they compared the diets. Compared with the DASH diet, the VLC diet led to greater improvement in estimated mean systolic blood pressure. It reduced blood pressure by 10 points, while the DASH diet reduced the blood pressure by 5 points. There was greater improvements in hemoglobin A1C, a reduction of 0.35 versus 0.14, and greater improvement in weight, a nearly 20-pound reduction versus a 10-pound reduction with the DASH diet. So the conclusion is that maybe, just maybe, think about the very low-carbohydrate diet versus the DASH diet as a way to address all the lead-up to stroke and heart attack, the combination of obesity, hypertension, insulin resistance, prediabetes, or full-blown type 2 diabetes. The VOC diet might be more beneficial for disease management than the DASH diet, they say, for these high-risk adults. I'm Dr. Robert Hoffman, 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Anti-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. Anti-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%. And it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. NT-Factor Lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT-Factor Lipids powder.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too. Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
It's true. Millions of Americans agree with President Trump, and they're switching to Newsmax. They're watching great shows with Greta, Carl Higbee, Rob Schmidt, Finnerty, and more. If you're tired of big media, start watching Newsmax. It's free to start. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com for immediate access. Get all of President Trump's most important events live. Imagine watching Mike Huckabee's Israel Report, our Melania documentary, Clint Eastwood, Charlie Kirk specials, even the movie Jesus of Nazareth by Franco Zeffirelli. Once you start Newsmax Plus, you won't stop. So try it for free. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com, then download the app. It's easy. So make the switch to Newsmax Plus today.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Time for one additional call via 877-726-8255. Let's hear it.
Good morning, Dr. Hoffman. I have a question. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I seem to be working on it, but it's not much better. I'd like your opinion on it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, when it comes to rheumatoid arthritis, there really is a nutritional concomitant because something like an autoimmune paleo diet, and you can look that up, autoimmune paleo diet, can be helpful for rheumatoid arthritis, and it eliminates modern foods, kind of goes back to basics, animal protein, fish, chicken, eggs, meat, no dairy, considered a modern food, no grains, no legumes, that includes peanuts, and lots of fresh vegetables and some fruit, but less in the way of very sugary fruit or fruit juice. And that can be helpful for rheumatoid arthritis, in my experience. Now, it may take some time for that to kick in, but also make sure you take lots of omega-3 fatty acids. Yeah. And you can also add some SPM, specific pro-resolving mediators. The type of fish oil that we now recommend from Big Bold Health contains some pro-resolving mediators, but you might want to add some more of them because they really are the rubber that meets the road when it comes to inflammation. And then there are natural anti-inflammatories. Boswellan and curcumin can be helpful as well. Sometimes when there's a lot of joint inflammation, you can take products that are proteolytic enzymes with bromelain that may relieve pain and inflammation. And then you have to start, you know, as you experience more pain, more deformity, you have to start going up the ladder with medications. And there's now kind of a stepwise progression. Meaning you start with just ordinary non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which, you know, relieve the pain but don't ultimately affect the condition. And then you go to immunosuppressive medication. They used to use a lot of methotrexate. Now they jump to what are called biologicals, which can arrest the progression of the disease to some extent and prevent deformity, but they're not that great for you long term. So we like to be somewhat sparing of those, if at all possible. The microbiome is important too, and we want to replete the microbiome with beneficial probiotics. That can be part of an approach for rheumatoid arthritis. And so there you have it. I think there's a lot of research and provable scientific information about the impact of natural support for arthritis. It doesn't always do the trick entirely, but start with the fish oil and vitamin D and work up with some of the other supplements that I've talked about. And over time, you may see some real slowing down of the degenerative process and the pain that's associated with rheumatoid arthritis. So there you have it. And speaking of vitamin D, there's a couple of new studies on vitamin D. Vitamin D protects telomeres. What are telomeres? Telomeres are the things that cap your chromosomes, and as you get older, they shorten, and they cause your chromosomes to unravel, and then it's game over. Every time your cells divide, these telomeres get a little shorter. It turns out that in a four-year study of 1,000-plus people, 2,000 IUs of vitamin D daily measurably slowed telomere shortening, which suggests that it may have an impact on health and longevity. Vitamin D reduced telomere attrition by 140 base pairs over 4 years. These are the base pairs that make up the telomeres. In the same study, omega-3 fatty acids did not have an impact on telomere length. So it was vitamin D that did it. Vitamin D versus depression. According to this study, vitamin D protects against depression. Evidence from a meta-analysis on both interventional and observational trials. And what they found was that, yeah, in people with low vitamin D, there was a higher risk of depression. And other intervention trials, where they actually gave people with depression vitamin D, showed greater improvement than those individuals who did not receive vitamin D treatment. So there you have it when it comes to the benefits of vitamin D. They just keep rolling in. Vitamin D, super important. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And you can also email questions for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, questions@drhoffman.net. Check out our full script dispensary where we feature only the highest quality supplements. DrHoffmanStore.com is the place to go. And through FullScript, you can access my custom protocols that combine the products I recommend to help you achieve your specific health goals. You can begin with a starter kit where I outline what some of the basics are and then expand with additional supplements that concern different realms like allergy, bone, brain, detox, heart, immune, sleep and stress support. And buying through FullScript assures you fast free shipping as well as confidence that the products you receive are safe and not adulterated and have not been sitting on a shelf for a long time and are expired. So check out our FullScript dispensary, DearHoffmanStore.com. Also, follow us at DearHoffman.com for all things intelligent medicine. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on social media. We're active on X and on Facebook. And don't forget to listen to our weekly podcasts. They're available through all your local podcast sources, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, etc. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use, drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
With so many of us streaming, surfing, and working online, we've become way more dependent on our Wi-Fi. And if you're sick of spotty and laggy Wi-Fi in your home, then you may need an upgrade. Tech expert Amber Mack has a suggestion.
My desk is the TP-Link Archer BE400 Wi-Fi 7 router. So this router can help to ensure that you're getting fast and secure Wi-Fi for better internet connectivity. There's nothing worse than a kid at home who's was trying to do their homework and the Wi-Fi flakes out. One of the things I also love about this is that there's an app called the Tether app, and this makes managing not just your home network easy, but it also has parental control. So that means I'm able to set screen time access for individual devices in the home. So a really great all-in-one solution.
Find out more at tp-link.com.
That was your
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's border czar says a small security team will remain in Minnesota.
More than 1,000 immigration agents have left Minnesota's Twin Cities area following weeks of protests. And hundreds more will depart in the days ahead as part of the Trump administration's drawdown of its immigration enforcement surge. That word comes from White House border czar Tom Holman. He tells CBS's Face the Nation a small security force will stay for a short period to protect remaining immigration agents, and he says they will respond when agents are out and get surrounded by what he calls agitators and things get out of control. I'm Julie Walker.
Strong storm system bringing tornado watches. Damage also in parts of the southeast as the northeast starts to warm up just a bit. National Weather Service reports some of the worst damage in Lake Charles, Louisiana. No deaths nor serious injuries reported. In California, the state, they're bracing for a powerful winter storm.
If you are up in the higher elevations, at the highest elevations within the Sierra, the coastal range, in those areas like the Southern Cascades as well, we're looking at 4 to 8 feet. But then as we get down to around 2,500 to 3,500 feet, we're looking at around a range of 1 to 2 feet and up to a foot as we get down to 1,500 to 2,500 feet.
That is Jacob Spender, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Sacramento. He's also warning there could be some very troubling areas for travel, and he's warning people to go very slowly. U.S. military has boarded yet another sanctioned oil tanker within the Indian Ocean. The Pentagon says U.S. forces boarded the Veronica 3 after tracking it through the Caribbean. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
1 month after Iran launched a crackdown on nationwide protests, widespread arrests taking place again around the country.
Reports of raids on homes and workplaces have come from major cities and rural towns alike. All this reveals a dragnet that has touched large portions of Iranian society. Iranian officials have apprehended university students, doctors, lawyers, teachers, and others. Activists say those arrested are often held with no ability to communicate for days or weeks.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Now, the U.S.-based group Human Rights Activist News Agency putting the number of arrests in Iran at more than 50,000. Nasser Hospital in Gaza condemning the decision by Doctors Without Borders to suspend most work at the facility due to concerns over armed men in the compound. The group says security breaches, arbitrary arrests, and more are taking place. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A measure has been introduced in the Washington State Senate to raise money, some of which would go to various media outlets in the state. The Seattle Times supports the bill as a lifeline for local news, but critics like economist Steve Moore say it's more like a blueprint for government-dependent media.
There's not a shortage of news. It's just the Seattle Times isn't providing news that people want or care about, and they can't make it in the free enterprise system. And, of course, they want to become a welfare patient. And, you know, there's no reason that the taxpayer should have to pay for something that they don't want to buy.
Moore says the measure just doesn't make any kind of sense at all.
The idea that somehow we need to, in this day and age, when media is everywhere and omnipresent, that we have to be subsidizing the losers is really outrageous.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Your optic, right?
Yeah, it's a different footprint. Well, so with the revolver, we have a custom plate that we manufactured to come with it. So it mounts directly to the top of the revolver.
Okay.
So it sits on that plate. It comes with the rear sight if you do want to run irons. With the other variant we have for the spec line, it's our metal compact, and that's a direct mount. So that also comes with the optic. But
somebody described it as being like a ski binder. You know, you got snaps in, hooks and snaps in, pops right in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a very solid, rigid system.
Mm, yep, yep. And, well, the COA 2 is another new one from them, which has a, you know, a different installment design there where it kind of locks in lower.
Right.
Definitely, it's definitely more durable, too, because it doesn't allow the optic to you know, bounce more on the frame.
Right.
So, you know, you get longer life. With that design, but they're great optics.
You've done that slow motion video, watching what happens when you shoot it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but they're great optics. Yeah, and the metal compact, it's definitely a different aesthetic. We put like a lighter champagne Cerakote on that gun, so it definitely stands out.
Yeah.
But that's another one where we tried to, you know, right out of the box, give folks some aftermarket features. So with that one, we have Floyd's Custom Magwell, comes with base plates as well, three magazines. It's a 9mm, 15 plus 1 capacity. And the idea behind the Spec Series 6, which is the metal compact, is we wanted to make a high-performing carry platform without compromising the
profile. Because it looks
profile.
Like I looked at that and said, man, I would carry that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, no, it's real slick looking. You know, inline porting on the barrel. Again, direct mount, you know, optic that comes in it. We also included a carry belt in the kit. So all you need is your preferred holster, and you pretty much have a setup, yeah.
All right. We've mentioned porting a couple of times. How much does porting help?
I think significantly, especially in a small, you know, compact frame. I think the Spec Series 6 is probably the flattest shooting compact I've shot that we have so far.
All right. For those who don't know, when we're talking about flat shooting, you don't have muzzle rise. It's basically just going back and forth, you know, horizontally.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were shooting irons, the front sight wouldn't come off the target.
Right. It allows you to just stay on target, you know, stay flatter, mitigates that muzzle rise like you mentioned.
Let you shoot faster.
Exactly.
Okay. So, all right, this is a metal M&P with an optic. And when you buy it from Smith, it comes with the optic on it.
Correct. Yep, it comes in a bundle. So our Spec Series, usually you get a bundle with it. So the revolver, the Spec Series R, comes with the optic, comes with the carry case, 10 moon clips included, Spec Series knife, coin patch. And the metal compact's the same, but you get three magazines, and then you also get a Constantine carry belt. So,
Will, I'm thinking about the M&P version. Standard M&P mags, holsters would work for that?
Correct, yep. The M&P compact 4-inch holsters should be compatible with the Spec Series 6.
Okay. That is slick. You guys have been busy.
We have, yeah.
And then in your spare time, you said, well, let's bring back an old classic. You got the Night Guard.
We got two Night Guards.
Reintroduction. So cool.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the Night Guard series, we had those. We launched those in 2008, I believe, at SHOT Show, and we ran production for 8 models up until around 2011, 2012. So we decided to bring them back in partnerships with Lipsy's, and we're offering a 686 and a 696. Oh, sorry, 386, 396, excuse me.
Okay.
The 386 is chambered in 357. It's a 7-shot.
Seven shot.
And the 396 is chambered in 44 special. It's a 5-shot.
That's cool.
Yep. So they both are scandium frames, so medium-sized frames. They come with Hogue Bantam grips, 3-inch barrels, tritium sights, adjustable rear sight, which is great if you're, you know, different loads. You can get it zeroed in.
And I was telling you before we started, when I go out in the woods, you know, doing my thing outside, I often carry a 3-inch 686 Deluxe 7-shot and the old Lou Horton version, which is basically the same thing as this. Only thing is, it's like weighs 3/4 of a pound more. I mean, it's a heavy gun.
Yeah. Yeah, with the scandium frame, and that was the idea, I think, with the initial launch of the Night Guards years ago, was to make a you know, a light enough medium frame carry revolver, you know, outside of a J frame. So, yeah, it was popular back then, and you know, we've heard chatter from our consumers that they like them so much, and we decided to, you know, bring them back.
That's cool. And for those that don't know, scandium is an element you add to the aluminum alloy to make it stronger. It basically has the strength of steel, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, but with the lightweight of aluminum alloy.
Right, yep. So it definitely helps, you know, with a sizing up revolver frame. If you can make it, you know, light enough, you know, folks really like the configuration.
Are these ported?
The night guards are not ported.
Okay.
Yep. So the Spec Series 3.
I was getting confused between the two. I didn't know. Okay. So are those all available now?
Yeah, they will be, yep. So they've all launched, so I'd say within the next few weeks, you know, contact your local dealers and try to get your hands on one.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about some of the other Smith & Wesson guns, and maybe even talk about some of the shooting and hunting we've been doing. Talking with Dave O'Connor from Smith & Wesson. I'm Tom Gresham. This is Gun Talk.
Smith & Wesson Model 1854 is now chambered in .45-70. More power, more punch, more ready than ever for the backcountry. With a 20-inch stainless barrel, large loop lever for gloved hands, and that legendary Smith & Wesson smooth action, this lever gun is built to run hard and hit harder. Add in a flat face trigger and classic walnut stock, and you've got a rifle that honors 170 years of American craftsmanship.
Put all your gear on that you carry, and then roll around on the ground. Now get up. All your gear that's on the ground, that's what you're not going to have in a fight.
Gun Talk should be in your podcast feed. Check out Gun Talk Nation.
What's it like to be blown up?
You know, if it's like C4, it's almost like a smack.
Hunting. Yeah, we talk about that too.
On your crosshairs, I like a thin crosshair.
AJ, you're really dating yourself by calling things crosshairs.
You're reticle. Whatever.
Have some fun and stay informed with the Gun Talk podcast.
Tiny footprint, max capacity. Meet the Ruger LCP Max, now with a manual safety for those who like that extra layer of control. It's chambered in .380, fits just about anywhere, and still brings serious firepower with a 10+1 capacity. Add in that crisp trigger and low recoil, and you've got one smooth little carry piece. The LCP Max. Carry light. Live ready.
When someone leaves you their gun collection, you may want a few, but what do you do with the rest? How do you sell them? Who do you call? Well, I call Johnny Dury at Dury's Guns. Whether you're selling one gun or 500, they'll tell you what it's worth and write you a check. Simple, quick, easy, fair. I trust Dury's Guns. Give them a call. Dury'sGuns.com. All right, talking with Dave O'Connor from Smith & Wesson here. And, Dave, you guys are into so many things. We'll talk about the lever in just a minute. But you now have finally gotten it back up or maybe back. People may not know that a while back, Smith & Wesson had its own training academy. And now you've got it again.
Yeah, we did. Yep. So up in Springfield, we had a training academy slash shooting center that evolved into a shooting center. And, you know, unfortunately, it was shut down back in 2017, I believe. So with the move to Maryville, Tennessee, with the new headquarters location, we decided to bring back the academy, and it's on campus, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right out the back door for us, and it's...
So at least you got a place to shoot.
That's right, yeah. Selfishly, it's a great resource for our team. But yeah, we're excited. So back in the fall, we officially opened it up, and it's roughly a 40-acre shooting complex. You know, we have dedicated pistol bays. We have a 100-by-100-yard flex range. We have a dedicated 300-yard rifle range with baffling, a two-story shoot house, as well as an outbuilding with classrooms and training center. Yep. So, yeah, it's been great. And you know, we're offering classes right now. It's open to civilians as well as law enforcement and military folks.
Right.
So we're running pistol courses, carbine, fundamentals, intermediate, advanced, those three levels. And, yeah, we're looking to, you know, progress and build off of it. We have Mark Cocciolo, who's our head trainer there. You know, a vast knowledge on firearms, former SEAL team.
I was going to say, that's not even getting close to what this guy
is. Yeah, you can't even put in words, you know, the experience and you know, the knowledge that Mark has. And, you know, aside from being, you know, a world-class trainer, he's an even better person. So we're really lucky to bring him in to, you know, start this venture. So
that is terrific.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
All right, so we ought to talk about levers. I know you went out and killed stuff with your lever guns this year.
Yeah, we put them to the test in the field when we can. Yeah, so, you know, the Model 1854s, you know, we launched those a few years back, starting with the pistol calibers. So we started with 44 Magnum, 45 Colt, 357. We progressed into the long action stuff, you know, a year or two after with 30-30, 45-70. You know, we have our classic, you know, walnut, black PVD variants, and then our more utilitarian stainless steel synthetic versions.
Right.
We also have our more modern looking tactical.
Right.
So we have the Stealth Hunters as well in those calibers. And, yeah, this past fall, you know, we put the long actions to the test. We took 30-30s out to South Dakota for a whitetail hunt.
Okay.
Yeah, so a few of us went out there, captured some content, and it was a blast. So we went out there for a few days. I think the first day, you know, we had a group of eight guys. I think six people tagged out day one.
Ooh, wow.
And the other two guys the following morning. So real successful hunt.
No kidding.
You know, variation of yardages, but, you know, everyone was able to get a clean shot off. And, you know, hunting with lever guns it's different, you know. It's
Well, yeah, because you got reduced range.
Exactly, reduced range. It's still effective, but, I mean, it was a blast. We put some suppressors on a couple models, which I think is, you know, the best way to hunt nowadays. Once you shoot suppressed when you're hunting,
it's hard to go back.
It's hard to go back, yeah. So, but no, it was great. It was such a blast. It's beautiful out there, and you know, we're grateful to put them to test.
So, what's the reaction been to the lever guns? Are they selling pretty well?
Yeah, they're popular. Yeah, yeah.
There's a big interest in levers now.
There is. I think there always will be. I mean, it'll ebb and flow like everything else. But I mean, for such a classic traditional design, I mean, they've been around for years. It's no different than revolvers, you know.
Yes.
It's the craftsmanship, it's the history, the tradition, and it was a new category for us years ago. There was a little bit of history tied into our founders and the design of the Volcanic and the lever action pistol, but yeah, overall it's been well received, and you know, we're excited to kind of dip our toes into it and see where it goes. But, yeah, we already have a variety of caliber offerings, configurations, and, you know, they work. So,
and of course, and then people say, that's great, but what about the, and they ask about whatever the next cartridge is they want it to be chambered for, right?
Right, yeah.
Do you have the 10? Do you have the 32? Do you have the patience.
Right.
We can only do so much at a time, right?
Yeah, manufacturing. Yeah, we're always trying to keep our ear you know, to what the industry is saying, what our consumers are saying. You know, we take into consideration, and I think there's a lot of runway for that series and what we can do, but it's been great so far.
What's the market like for revolvers, and who's buying revolvers?
We always have your enthusiasts, right, that, again, like the craftsmanship of the revolvers. You know, if anyone's looking for, you know, a first-time concealed carry option, J-frames are kind of a staple.
Right.
You know, we have such a variety of offerings between calibers, frame sizes, modern features, older features. You know, we brought back the classics with the no locks not so long ago.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yep, beautiful designs there. So, you know, I'd say anywhere from enthusiasts or first-time gun owners, you know, once you get them in your hands, it is a different type of platform to learn on versus, you know, semi-autos. But, you know, I think they have their strengths.
I call them manual transmission guns.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, reliable. You know, it's to the end user what they're looking for. But I think a lot of folks, you know, they should definitely test what works for them between semi-auto and revolvers.
I got to say, if you're talking about somebody who's thinking about getting the first carry gun,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't be a revolver. I got to tell you, that Bodyguard 2.0, unbelievable.
Yeah.
That is like one of the greatest little bitty guns. They just shoot like crazy.
Those are unbelievable. Yeah, the engineers, when they designed the ergonomics of that, was You know, I don't know what magic they put into it, but, I mean, those have taken off like wildfire, real popular.
They look silly small in your hand.
Yep.
They really do. They disappear into your pocket, and you think, okay, generally speaking, a gun that small is hard to shoot and maybe not all that accurate. This gun is easy to shoot and spooky accurate.
It's hard to wrap your head around it. I always tell this story. We had a media event at headquarters prior to launching the bodyguard, and we were able to get our hands on some early samples. And we had a slideshow where we go over the guns that we'll take to the range and all that, and we're communicating the specs and features. And after the fact, a lot of folks were like, yeah, we saw the picture, and we're like, oh, it's another, you know, micro compact, maybe a shield size, something like that. Mm-hmm. We get out in the range, and they're looking at it. They're like, how did you do this? I mean, if you put it next to, like, your cell phone, you know, it's almost the slide smaller than your cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, and we had various, you know, sizes of folks shooting it, hand sizes, all that. And everyone's like, yeah, this is it, you know. So
you're right. There is some kind of magic in that package. And it doesn't happen very often. And in guns, every once in a while you get a gun that comes along and you just go, that's just really something special. Whatever that combination of things they did here works.
Yeah, we did a lot of research into the design of that. So we wanted to do it right. And you know, some of the changes that we made was versus the original bodyguard, if folks remember.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great for its time,
and
too.
This is the bodyguard 2.0.
Right. So okay. It's the next iteration of the bodyguard. But if you look at the original bodyguard, you know, hammer fired, you know, single stack, grip was a little bit shorter on it. Not the easiest to shoot, but still effective if you train with it. And with the next iteration, the 2.0, we made it striker fired, so a little bit better of a trigger, lighter trigger. The ergonomics on the grip are phenomenal in my point of view. You know, they undercut the trigger guard, added a beaver tail so you can get a higher grip, extended the grip a little bit, higher capacity.
And it's 380, which you mentioned.
380,
it's 380, so you got a good bit less recoil, but you really don't lose much performance on the terminal end in terms of being a self-defense tool. The good 380 ammo we have today is pretty effective.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the ammo industry has made, you know, jumps and bounds over the years. And, you know, you can get an effective, you know, 380 self-defense round nowadays, and you increase the capacity and you make something very shootable and high-performing, and it's a great package.
Yeah, I mean, I know people who are really experienced shooters who can carry anything and know how to shoot everything, and they say, yeah, but I'm carrying a bodyguard now, you know, a lot of times, just because I can hide it, I can slip it away, and I can put a lot of rounds right where I want them to go, and I can shoot it really fast.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, for the size it is and how accurate it is, it's almost unbelievable. But once you get your hands on it, you're like, okay, yeah.
I know it sounds like we're blowing smoke here, but it is one of those things. Like I say, occasionally you get one and say, look, don't trust me. Just go get one in your hands. Go rent one. Find some way to shoot it, and then tell me that you think we're blowing smoke.
Right.
Because you won't. You're just going to go, that's amazing.
Yeah, you have to get your hands on it. Go down to your local dealer and ask if you can check it out, and once you get your hands on it, I mean, you're looking at it, and then you get in your hand, and it takes a while for it to make sense. But once you get on the range, you're like, okay, yeah, it's all
yeah.
All
and good. I guess you have to trust us, because when you hold it, you think, oh yeah, it's small, but who can shoot this? You just got to trust us. You can shoot this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really works. You guys are doing great things, man. I know you got a lot of things planned out, you know, things going on, but it's terrific what you're up to.
Yeah. No, we're excited for the year to come, and like I said, we've had a bunch of new offerings leading up to the show and at the show, and, you know, we're excited to get them in front of people and see how it goes.
You can go look at all the stuff. Smith-Wesson.com is the website. Take a look at what's – and they got, you know, very advanced things. You've got some retro things. You're doing some stuff. We even talk about some stuff you're doing with Lipsies. We'll talk about that at some point. But congratulations. It's a great year for you guys.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, we appreciate it.
You bet. Well, look, Dave O'Connor, you're always welcome here. We love shooting the breeze with you. And I know you get down to the range ready occasionally. And we'll look forward to next time.
Yeah, we do too. Thank you very much.
You take care. All right, don't go far. Gun Talk will be right back from the SHOT Show in Las Vegas.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Federal Reserve funny business to the pandemic of loneliness, Liberty Nation Radio is running the gauntlet on a whole host of topics that matter to you. Don't forget to tune in.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
If you're a golfer and you want to hit the range but don't have the time, well, now you can golf at home with a PGA Superstore golf simulator. We spoke to Ben Helmrath, and here's what's included.
The mat that you hit off of, number one, the screen that you hit into, the enclosure that the screen attaches to basically be the structure that holds the screen, the side netting, and then the projector as well.
And how many courses?
You have anywhere from 100 to 300 courses are usually preloaded. We're now getting devices like the Garmin R50, which actually has over 40,000 courses. So any course that you can pull up on your wearable devices or on your apps on your phone, they're now integrating into being able to play those courses in the simulator environment.
More is at pgasuperstore.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide, 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
You can't get people to leave. We're sitting here talking about guns. We got Chris, we got Dave, and we're talking about, you know, the 45-7. No, even, actually, Chris got the 45 Colt version of the Smith & Wesson lever action and loves it. He is shooting that thing and having a ball. He just got the biggest grin on his face. There is something about a 45 Colt. The bullet is a good bit fatter because you think, well, it's 44, you know, 44 Magnum and 45. Not really, because a 44 Magnum bullet is actually a .429. It's actually a 43 caliber bullet. And just from a marketing standpoint, they call it a 44, whatever. But a 45 is a real 45. So a 45 is actually a good bit larger in diameter and has a big old flat front, especially if you get some of the hard cast lead bullets, and they got a big flat front, as opposed to even the Keith style bullets are good, but there's some now that have a bigger meplat. That's the big flat part in the front. And they hit with a smack that is unbelievable, not to mention the fact that they really penetrate. And they don't have to go real fast. I mean, you can shove them out at 800 to 900 feet per second and still shoot through practically anything. It's quite amazing. And there, I don't really know. I mean, I think I know what it is about it that appeals to me. But there's just something about shooting lever actions that is just fun. And it could be the cowboy thing. It could be that it's a manual thing. If you get to operate the gun, the way they look, the way they feel. They're trim, generally lightweight. But, you know, and Dave was saying earlier, you know, they've got the traditional lever actions, walnut and blued steel and all that. But they also have the all-black tactical with, you know, attachments and stuff. And I love it. I can't remember who it was. Somebody said, yeah, those are really more John Wick than they are John Wayne. Oh, that's perfect. What a great description. Well, along those lines, if you would like to have a home defense gun and you don't want an AR, I mean, AR is a good tool, but it may not be the one you want. There's nothing in the world wrong with having a good lever gun. In anything, really doesn't matter. 357, 44, 45, it doesn't really matter. Just pick something, and you can run a lever action. The reality is, if you've got anywhere from 5 to 10 rounds in it, you can probably solve the problem. I mean, that's just the likelihood is that you're going to take care of that. And they're easy to run. And you can get them in shorter barrels, 16-inch barrels with some of them, easy to operate. And, of course, if you get one of these that's all rigged up for tactical, you can put a light on it. You can put a light and a laser on it. Do whatever you want. People are putting red dots on their levers. And, yes, I know they're not traditional and all the rest of it, but does it really matter? The good news is whatever you want to do to your gun doesn't affect what I want to do to my gun. If you want to put a red dot or a light or a laser or a coffee blender or whatever you want to stick on, I don't care. You know, now, if you try to require me that I got to do that to my gun, that's a whole different deal. We'll have a conversation about that. But, you know, you can do whatever you want to do to your particular gun, whether it's to make it shoot better, which is, I like that, or to make it prettier. I like that, too, actually, as I think about it. You know, you can engrave them, you can fix them up, you can Cerakote them, you can do whatever. And I do love the idea of Cerakote. And now, Cerakote is putting out a newer version that's like, I don't know what they're calling it, like a high lubricity, almost like a slick Teflon-ish kind of a finish, but supposedly even better than if it was a Teflon-coated. And I want to look into that because there are some guns I would like to try that on. And I have an old 1911 Kimber, and I'm talking 30 years ago, and I got it Teflon-coated many years ago. And it's slick and neat and all the rest of that. I liked the idea of it then. This was kind of a test bed. I've got goofy sights on it now. I got to replace those. But it runs nice. And I kind of like the idea of a really super slick finish that is like a no maintenance or real, real low maintenance finish on a gun, particularly when it's a carry gun. If it's carried against your body and, you know, you're sweating and, honestly, steel can rust. Even stainless steel can rust. I mean, people think of it as being rust-proof. It's not. It's rust-resistant. But if you've been around long enough, you've seen stainless steel on something start to get a little bit of rust on it. Well, man, you carry it on your hip or appendix or whatever, and it's exposed to sweat. Sweat is very corrosive, obviously got a lot of salt in it. So I like the idea of some kind of a finish. I'm going to look into that and see what I can do. The other thing I learned today, I'm going to go back out into the booth here where we finish the show because I'm at the CZ booth and we're having fun with those guys, is they were talking about the Dan Wesson 1911s as being some of the finest 1911s. I have to plead ignorance that I don't really know a lot about those. And I want to know more about them. As I said, I'm kind of on the search because I don't need it, but I just want it, on the search for a commander size 1911 in 9mm. Because with that, you can get 10-round mags. You know, and if I got 10 rounds in the mag, I got another round in the chamber. So I got 11 rounds in the gun. And then I got two more 10-round magazines on my belt. That's a pretty good problem solver. I think we can take care of most things with that. People say, well, you know, but you need a 15-rounder. Well, maybe. Here's the deal. We don't know what we're going to need if we get into a gunfight. Chances are the odds favor it's going to be one or two shots. If you need more than that, I don't know how much you're going to need. Nobody knows. And if it works out, you say, you know, but I had a 10-rounder and I needed an 11-rounder. Well, what did I say? You chose poorly, and you're just going to have a crummy day. It's just what it is. You pay your money, and you take your chances, and that's kind of all there is to that. So I don't know. I wish I knew what the answer was. I don't, but you make the best call you can and hope it works out for you. All right, quick break here. We got Jack Carr. I just saw him walk by the door. I'm going to go flag him down. Yeah, that Jack Carr, the author Jack Carr. We're going to go put him in the hot seat. Be right back.
One rifle, every reason. The Ruger American Gen 2 is your go-anywhere, do-everything bolt gun. Available in multiple calibers with a smooth bolt, crisp trigger, and modern ergonomics. This is the rifle you grab whether it's deer camp, the Back 40, or a quick trip to the range. Accurate, affordable, American. The Ruger American Gen 2. Your hunt starts here.
Latest in guns, gear, and shooting info straight into your inbox? Sign up for the Gun Talk newsletter. Get insider access to reviews, exclusive deals, training tips, and the hottest stories from the range delivered every week. Don't miss out on the news and offers every shooter needs to know. It's fast, free, and easy. Sign up today at GunTalk.com. That's GunTalk.com.
Black Hills Ammunition is now loading a 300 PRC round with the excellent Hornady 212 grain ELDX hunting bullet. The new PRC eliminates the unnecessary belt of the 300 Winchester Magnum and increases the body diameter. The 300 PRC 212 ELDX travels at over 2,850 feet per second with 3,824 foot-pounds of energy. The result is an optimum combination of accuracy and game-stopping performance. Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
Owning, shooting, and carrying firearms is your responsibility. Range Ready Studios offers gun training classes taught by top-level instructors with real-world experience. Range Ready delivers basic and advanced classes for pistol and rifle. We also offer a ladies-only handgun course. All these training classes at Range Ready prepare you to use your gun and win the fight. Find us at RangeReadyStudios.com to learn more.
All right, back with you here. We're at the SHOT Show at the CZ booth, the Dan Wesson booth, having fun. Yeah, he will show up here in just a minute. We saw Jack Carr walk by. Yeah, that guy. The author of The Terminal List. And now, of course, The Terminal List became a TV series, and then it spun off another series. And I really like his books. I'm a big fan, and he gets it right. So we're hoping. I know what's happened. He's over in the booth, and people are swamped. They're mobbing him right now. So when he wanders in, we'll just put him in the hot seat and throw a mic on him. We'll do that thing. If you are, and let me just go ahead and start off. If you don't know his books, if you like novels, if you like books, you really ought to get started on him. Jack Carr, you can find him on Amazon. I got a whole string of them, you know, starting off with Terminal List and going from there. And then that became a series with Chris Pratt. And actually, I guess they now have two series, a spinoff as well. And now he's got a new one. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But the latest one is called Cry Havoc. And it's a prequel, and it's set in 1968 in Vietnam. Very cool. So there he is walking in the door. I'm good. Put that on. We're on. We are on. I'm going to turn on your mic, and we're going to do the thing here.
Here we go. SHOT Show 2026.
Jack Carson.
Oh, my goodness. It is very difficult to get here.
I was just telling them about Cry Havoc. I had so much fun. 1968 in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And you had a whole bunch of fun getting all those cool guns right in that thing.
I did. It took a lot more work than a contemporary thriller when I can just either look online or I can talk to somebody and say, what's this unit using? What's that unit
using? How'd you find out what they used back then?
Talked to a lot of the guys in MACV SOG. So
really?
Every book. I think I must have every book. I shouldn't say every book. I almost have every book. There must be.
You're a huge reader. You love all these books.
Yeah, yeah, I love all those books. So I've got every book I could find written by a MACV SOG operator. Talked to a ton of them. Had a few on my podcast. Anybody that I could talk to. But I got their stories. I asked them exactly how they used their gear, how they wore their gear, what kind of knives, what kind of watches, what kind of pistols, what kind of shotguns, what kind of rifles. All of those, how they modified them. They had a lot of different equipment that the regular conventional military did not have in Vietnam. The MACV SOG operators did going into Laos, Cambodia, and North Vietnam.
These were really the precursors of our special forces guys, weren't they?
Well, it was a watershed moment in special operations history, certainly.
Okay.
War, because it lasted for so long. Tactics could evolve. Weaponry could evolve. All that gear could evolve. Technology could evolve. From the late 50s, but let's say early 60s up to 1975. So, and really after that, all of us that came along in special operations were essentially, I guess, living on the reputation.
That's what I was going to ask. How did that inform what you did as a SEAL?
It inspired not just me, but a whole generation of frogmen and special operators, because a lot of us grew up reading the books about guys from Vietnam, watching the movies, and never in the 80s. This is the power of popular culture. In the 80s, most heroes in action movies had a background in Vietnam, and that background allowed them to do whatever they were doing in a contemporary movie.
Leading up to and including Rambo, right?
Rambo, for sure, and Martin Riggs in Lethal Weapon, of course.
Right.
So a lot of those guys had that background, and so for me, it was more of an inspiration, and not just me, but a whole generation of
people. It's a really good book, by the way.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
You write really good books, but I will tell you, as a writer and an editor, they just keep getting better.
Thank you.
And that's not true of a lot of authors. A lot of them kind of burn out, they've run out of good ideas, but
you
don't have it. So
I appreciate that.
Flip that door open behind you. Somebody's trying to get out.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's, the goal is always to get better. The goal is to get better.
Yeah, well, you're doing it, man.
Every project, just like in life. I went in the SEAL teams. I wanted to be a better leader and operator today than I was yesterday. Today, I want to be a better husband, father, citizen than I was yesterday, and I want to be a better author today than I was yesterday. I want the next TV show to be better than the last one. So.
Okay, that leads us to the TV shows. You got Terminal List. You got second series of Terminal List. You got a spinoff.
That's right.
So what are we doing now? Where
are we
going?
A lot going on. I thought that the True Believer, we finished filming that in September over in Morocco, so we wrapped it over there. That's my second novel.
Right.
And now we went and we're in post-production doing all the episodes. We're just doing the final post-production edits on the final episode.
And I told you, I really like True Believer. You get over into Africa,
yeah,
and it felt like I was reading Robert Rourke or Wilbur Smith or something like that. It's like, man, there was some cool stuff you did there.
Thank you. And I think when we filmed it, it's some of the most beautiful shots that I've ever seen of Africa over there. So it was really cool that we went to South Africa. We filmed up there in Limpopo province, so close to the border up there. In the
when are we going to see this thing?
Well, that's a good question. I thought it was going to be 4th of July weekend. That was my input to Prime Video, but I think it might be later in 2026. I'm not sure.
Stuff happens with these big projects.
I mean, come on. We should be 4th of July weekend.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's America, by God.
That's right. We should drop it all at once. We should binge it. Drop it bingeable. But I don't really know. I don't know yet. They're working that out at some higher levels. But we'll see what happens next after this. The Savage Sun comes next, which is the third book. And then maybe a second season of Dark Wolf. We'll see. You don't
really
know about that yet either.
You're going to do Savage Sun?
We'll see.
Okay.
You never know.
Right.
And also, any of these projects can also derail at any given time. For anyone who's done anything in Hollywood, they know how that goes.
And so far, you've been able to do a little cameo in these.
That's right.
So
that's
you
right.
are now a real movie actor.
Well, thank you for pointing that out.
But you keep getting killed. What's the deal? deal?
Well, the first one I didn't get out of the car, and I had my shootout with Chris Pratt and had to tell him that, hey, if this went down in real life, it would have happened a little differently. But so I had to make sure he was clear on that. Second one, I get out of the vehicle. So in the tunnel sequence in Dark Wolf, I get out of the vehicle now, and then I get shot up. I also have a little cameo in CIA headquarters, and the CIA let us film there in the lobby at headquarters building. I hadn't been back there for a long time since I was there in a different capacity. So that was really cool to be able to film there and have some people come down from the past life to say hello. So that was pretty cool. And then this next one, though, True Believer, I don't want to build it up too much, but I think it's my best work yet as far as my death scene. So I think it's, I don't build it up, like I said, don't build it up too much. But
you're getting really good at dying. You know that, right?
Thank you. Like I said, it's my best work. So we'll see. I also get a little stuntman pay. So I think I got about $500 for it. So
oh, wow. There you go. New career for you.
It may be. I might have missed my window on that one.
Oh, well,
those stunt guys are so good. They're so great. They really taught me how to fall, getting killed so much.
Right.
Like a way to fall that looks good. And
it doesn't hurt you?
Yeah, well, it hurts a little bit.
It's okay, you know.
But anything for the show.
That's it. You know, chicks big scars. That's so there you go.
There it is.
All right, don't go anywhere. I'm going to have to take a quick break here. We're talking with Jack Carr. Check it out. He's got his books, and you got a new one coming out.
That's right.
Shortly.
Fourth option comes out in May.
Which is different.
It's a different. New universe.
Completely different thing. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. And we don't even talk about watches.
I was looking at yours, too. I didn't know if it would be appropriate to point that out.
I'm not a watch guy, but I want to be a watch guy.
You're wearing that kind of watch and you're not a watch guy?
And we'll tell that story when we come back. All right, we'll be right back with Jack Carr.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
In the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars, see them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's KARLBRAUER Cars on YouTube.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not allowed if it's qualified for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms including APR and return at the time of your application based on credit worthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
We'll be right back.
Wow, we're just having way too much fun talking with Jack Carr, the, of course, world-famous author and, I don't know, playwright. You're not playwright.
No,
but
now stuntman. We talked about that in the last segment.
That's right, stuntman. Yeah, yeah. That's right. And we're looking, I mean, seriously, we're looking at watches. I got this watch in 1969.
Beautiful. Absolutely
It was my high school graduation present. Actually, my first watch was an Omega Speedmaster.
What?
Because the astronauts were wearing it at the time.
That's right.
Said, that's what I want. I got it, and I went diving with it, and it leaked.
Oh.
So I went back to the store, and they said, oh, you want an underwater watch? I said, yeah. They said, well, you want a Rolex? I said, what's that? And they said, well, that's what the frogmen wear. I'm like, okay. They said, well, it's $5 more, though.
Oh.
Yeah, so a whole $180.
Wow.
For a stupid Rolex. I'm like, okay, I've had it since 1969. It's been on the wrist.
Amazing.
You know, and you got
amazing.
Yours. You
got the Sea Dweller right here. So that's the Sea Dweller right there, so 1980. But I have that exact watch of yours. Mine's from 1968, but it's the same model. And it's in the book. So
I was just going to say, you mentioned watching. The reason we're talking about this is you mentioned that in Cry Havoc, the book, and the Seikos and all that. So you got details in there that are great.
Yeah, I surrounded myself with some relics of the past. A couple Seiko watches, had the Browning High Power right there next to me. Had a Car 15, had a bunch of National Geographics that were on Vietnam.
Shotgun.
From the, did I have a shotgun from the 60s? I'm not sure if I had like an old Ithaca. Or, no, I didn't have one right next to me,
okay. But
I should have just lied right there because no one would ever know. but I tried to surround myself with stuff from the Randall knife. I had my Randall knife right there. So I had those things so I could be surrounded by those things, played the music from of the era. I really wanted to transport myself as an author back to that time so I could write as if I was in 1968, so I could transport the reader back to 1968 as well. And all my characters, I only wanted them to have a life experience up to 1968 without 50-plus years of hindsight applied to any conversation or problem set in the book. So it was a lot of time went into that book, a lot of research went into that book, which is why it came out in October and not June, which is when it was scheduled to come out. But I can't put anything out there until it's ready. And as much as my publisher and everyone would like that thing just to get out there on time, for me, people are trusting me with
time. Tell us about the new book.
They're never going to get back. And so for me, that's very important. New book is called The Fourth Option, and it's a new universe. So it's my take on the 1950s, 1960s television show, Have Gun, Will Travel. And it's a modern interpretation of that show.
Wire Talent in San Francisco.
Exactly. There you go. See, you on it. You are so sharp. Man, no prep, and you got it right away. And so this is a stranger comes to town. Type of a story, but with someone who has the skills of a modern day operator. So it's super excited about this one. But it has some other things. That's the main influence.
Are you having as much fun as it seems like you are?
Of course. I mean, I feel so fortunate, and I'm doing exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to serve my country as a Navy SEAL, and I wanted to write thrillers. Those are the two things I wanted to do from the earliest age that I can remember. So to be doing those, to have done one and be doing the other, I feel extremely fortunate. But for that, if you remember Pale Rider, Magnificent Seven, Shane, High Plains Drifter, those all play into it as well. But it's mostly Have Gun, Will Travel. But there's some of those in there. Also some influences from my youth, like Lethal Weapon and a little bit of A-Team in there maybe, drop of Magnum, perhaps a little bit of Airwolf even. So there's some of those in there as well.
As a pilot, I loved Airwolf.
Oh, so great. That theme song, it's hard to beat that theme song.
It's like, and then this helicopter up here rises up over the horizon.
Have you heard that, seen that meme? It shows Airwolf coming out of that cavern, and it says, for those who think that a picture can't make a sound.
We all hear it. Right?
Yeah.
Jack Carr, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. I know your home base is in Utah, but you travel all over the place. I want to thank you for what you do because I love your books. I love what you do, and I appreciate the fact that you have taken your life experience and you put it into all this stuff.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate all the support and always love talking to you.
This is fun.
You know, so much fun. We should have recorded what we were talking about during the break. It was so much fun.
Exactly. I said, we talk about the same thing in the break, except maybe better. So there you go. And, check it out. You get all your books on Amazon. It's all good. Check it out. I mean, you're going to love it. Thank you so much. All right, everybody. We are done. SHOT Show is over, and Gun Talk is finished. Take care.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. U.S. military boarding another oil tanker in its sanctions crackdown.
U.S. military forces board another sanctioned tanker in the Indian Ocean after tracking the Veronica 3 from the Caribbean Sea in an effort to target illicit oil connected to Venezuela. The Pentagon releasing video and a statement. Venezuela has been facing U.S. sanctions of its oil for years, relying on a shadow fleet of falsely flagged tankers to smuggle crude. According to the Treasury Department, the Veronica 3 is a Panamanian-flagged vessel under U.S. sanctions related to Iran. I'm Julie Walker.
United States and Iran set to hold a second round of talks this week over Tehran's nuclear program. President Trump has also repeatedly threatened to use force to compel Tehran to agree to limit its program. Major pledge from the administration's new Board of Peace.
President Donald Trump says on social media that members of his new Board of Peace are pledging $5 billion toward rebuilding Gaza and will commit thousands of personnel for international stabilization and police forces in the territory. The president says he'll make a formal announcement on Thursday during the group's first meeting. Indonesia's military has already said that up to 8,000 of its troops should be ready by the end of June for a possible deployment to Gaza. The United Nations, World Bank, and European Union estimate that reconstruction of Gaza will cost $70 billion. I'm Donna Water.
Strong storm system bringing tornado damage to the south hit hard was Lake Charles, Louisiana. But the good news there, no deaths nor serious injuries. Search team has discovered the wreck of a luxury steamer that sank in Lake Michigan more than 150 years ago. The Lac La Belle left Milwaukee in October of 1872. More on the storiestownhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Republican Senator Susan Collins officially running for re-election in Maine. Here's Greg Flugston.
The 73-year-old Collins is seeking a sixth term, and her bid for re-election faces a challenge from both sides of the aisle. She is a Republican but has remained in office despite Maine becoming increasingly blue. There's a renewed Democratic effort to oust her in a race that could determine control of the U.S. Senate. Collins often clashes with President Trump, including on the issue of military force in Venezuela. After her vote, the president said Collins and the others who opposed him should never be elected to office again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. stocks steadied from an encouraging update on inflation, helped calm a Wall Street that's been racked by worries about how AI may upend the business world. S&P 500 barely budged Friday, a day after it had tumbled to one of its worst losses since Thanksgiving. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, the latest Congressional Budget Office forecast on debt and deficits over the next 30 years, plenty scary, but correspondent Ken Lorman says There's more to these numbers than, well, meets the eye.
The CBO expects debt as a share of the GDP to catapult to all-time highs. But economist Steve Moore with the Unleash Prosperity Hotline points out that the forecast is based on an annual economic growth rate of about 1.8% for the next few decades. That is only slightly more than half the yearly U.S. growth for the past 100 years. CBO predicted 2% growth last year, and yet the last three quarters were twice that high.
And he goes on to add, they believe the type of growth, though, can be achieved simply by continuing the policies of President Trump. That includes policies on taxes, deregulation, and energy. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters. Your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Mendiva's Cabinets. The local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Of absorption of some of these powerful steroids. And so you can get systemic side effects. They can suppress the body's natural production of cortisol. You can get Addison's disease, which is an inability to produce your own steroids if you stop using the topical steroids. You can develop Cushing's syndrome with a moon face and high blood pressure. This often happens when people take oral steroids, but it can happen when you take topical. You can get eye problems. You can get glaucoma or cataracts. Long-term use of topical steroids can increase the risk of eye problems. High blood sugar. Well, we know that if you take oral steroids, your blood sugar rises, and your blood sugar may rise a little bit if you take topical steroids because you're applying lots of stuff to large surface areas of your body, and they're potent, they get absorbed, and they can increase your blood sugar. And in children, children are particularly susceptible to growth suppression from systemic absorption of topical steroids. And women in particular can get decreased bone density. All these things have been proven in studies. So the idea is get off the steroids as soon as possible, but people become hooked on the steroids. And when they stop, they get TSW, topical steroid withdrawal. And as with many types of withdrawal, for example, withdrawal from acid-blocking medications, you get rebound. In the case of acid-blocking medications, you get hyperacidity. And when you stop topical steroids for skin, you may get rebound inflammation. So it's very hard to get off. And as a result, they've come up with alternative drugs, so-called biologic drugs. One of them is tacrolimus, brand name Protopic. It's an immunosuppressive medication that's non-steroidal, and they've got a whole bunch of biologic injectable medications. You actually see sometimes ads for these on TV. People are unhappy with their skin conditions. They're embarrassed to go in the pool or go to the beach, and then they take these injectable medications with strange names, Ebglyss, Nemluvia, Vitama, Anzupco, Cibinco, Adbry. These are some of the new injectable steroid medications, but they have side effects. Tacrolimus is very expensive. You're hit with a big copay when you get a little tube of tacrolimus. And these other medications, because they suppress your immunity systemically, they can increase your risk for respiratory infections or other types of infections, even cancers. So, what's the answer? Are there natural approaches to eczema? Well, start early in life because early life exposure to antibiotics increases the risk of eczema, according to a systemic review. They concluded that exposure to antibiotics, especially in the first year of life, is more common in children with eczema. There was what is called a dose-response association. There's a 7% increase in the risk of eczema for each additional antibiotic course received during the first year of life. And so breastfeeding may confer protection against eczema. But some moms notice that when they're breastfeeding, their babies or toddlers still have eczema. And by virtue of elimination of certain foods, maybe elimination of dairy, the dairy antigens are transmitted via the breast milk, and the baby becomes allergic. And sometimes the mom going on a elimination diet can help a child's eczema if they're breastfeeding. So what can you do to ease withdrawal from steroids, this TSW syndrome, topical steroid withdrawal syndrome. Well, elimination diets help, anti-inflammatory diets help, and by eliminating certain foods that you might be allergic to, typical culprits include wheat, dairy, eggs sometimes, that can help in certain instances, although different strokes for different folks. But an anti-inflammatory diet, a low-sugar diet, a diet without preservatives, that can be very helpful, as it is for many inflammatory conditions. Supplements for eczema, probiotics have been shown in some studies to be helpful. Vitamin D, especially helpful because it's an immune modulator. It helps with autoimmune diseases, as we'll hear about soon in a story that I'll share with you later. But it also helps regulate the immune response in the skin. Fish oil can have anti-inflammatory properties, so take lots of fish oil. Vitamin E may reduce eczema severity. And zinc. Zinc deficiency, in kids with zinc deficiency in certain parts of the third world, it's kind of hard to be really zinc deficient here in the United States, but kids with zinc deficiency look like they have eczema. Their skin is flaky and red. Evening primrose oil or borage oil, these contain GLA, gamma-linolenic acid, which is a fatty acid that helps to moisturize the skin. And in some cases, vitamin C, B vitamins, even melatonin have beneficial effects. So consider those approaches. There's actually some novel research, not big studies, but some small studies that suggest that traditional Chinese medicine therapy can be helpful for steroid withdrawal. Here's one. We recently showed that multi-component traditional Chinese medicine had steroid-sparing effects in moderate to severe eczema. And this is a small series of patients. They used a formula. And by the way, it's tough to find someone who is really reputable to offer you the right kind of TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, that is the bona fide, scientifically proven form of TCM to address your concerns. So, you know, just buying an over-the-counter formula or going down to Chinatown, grabbing a remedy or, you know, buying something off Amazon isn't necessarily going to fix your problem. But working with an expert traditional Chinese medicine practitioner, even acupuncture in some studies has been shown to affect the immune system and reduce the severity of inflammatory disorders of the skin. So there you have it. There's some off-ramps to this, but it may take substitution of another medication to allow you to take less steroids to reduce the rebound. And, you know, you with a lifetime of eczema and topical steroids damage the skin, you've developed yet another skin problem. So it's best to avoid dependency on steroids because they thin the skin, damage the skin immune system long-term, and are just kind of a Band-Aid approach. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Now, more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. The key to Dr. O'Hara's success is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites that are in each capsule. Postbiotic metabolites are important to the regulation of most systems in our body. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus. Merging nature and science, Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus combines Brazilian green propolis, vitamin E, astaxanthin, and tocotrienols for additional and powerful immune support. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We were talking just earlier about the benefits of omega-3 fatty acid supplementation and vitamin D supplementation for eczema. Here's an article about the use of that combination, either one or another of these things, or both together, in the treatment and prevention of autoimmune disease. And that encompasses a lot of different conditions. Psoriasis is considered autoimmune, multiple sclerosis, ulcerative colitis, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, it runs the gamut. You can, per se, every organ, autoimmune thyroiditis, can be affected by autoimmunity. So they wanted to investigate whether vitamin D or long-chain omega-3 fatty acids reduced autoimmune disease risk. They looked at over 25,000 participants, and what they found is that vitamin D, 2,000 IUs per day, or omega-3 fatty acids, just 1,000 milligrams per day, that's not hard to take, were associated with a reduction in the risk of autoimmune disease. Vitamin D supplementation for 5 years with or without omega-3 fatty acids reduced autoimmune disease by 22%, while omega-3 fatty acid supplementation with or without vitamin D reduced the autoimmune disease rate by 15%. So there you have it. If you're at risk of an autoimmune disease or suffering from one, it behooves you to take both of these nutrients. And when it comes to omega-3s, well, here's my newly discovered favorite brand. If you followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen, and that I've recommended it for my patients and followers for decades. And if you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special it's become my go-to brand. Dr. Jeffrey Bland, who you've heard here on Intelligent Medicine, who's one of the luminaries in the world of complementary health, takes omega-3s to a new level with Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. It's a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. It's sourced from the pristine waters of Alaska. And unlike most other brands, Omega-3 Rejuvenate does it differently. The product comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil. You can see, it looks different. That contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, and DPA, plus all natural vitamin A, D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. This unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. No fillers, no shortcuts, just pure, potent wellness. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for Omega-3 Rejuvenate. And please use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. All right, here's an interesting study because I sometimes ask myself, you know, omega-3s are fat-soluble vitamins, and are their effects long-lasting or short-acting? And from a practical standpoint, it could be that before surgery or procedure, you may want to stop the blood-thinning effects of the omega-3. How many days before would you do that? For me, it's a practical question. Before I go diving, I get nosebleeds. How long before that should I stop? According to a recent study, it turns out that EPA, when you take it, it causes a sharp rise in its concentration. However, the levels decline quickly once supplementation stops. And so if you're considering stopping, it may suffice to stop the omega-3s maybe, you know, just a few days, maybe 3 days before your procedure, in my case, before I go diving, where the pressure changes can sometimes cause me to get a nosebleed. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now.
Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters. Your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at kcnr1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
From slipping and sliding in snow and ice, and anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. ISSE is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. ISSE is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get ISSE, I-S-S-E, really, ISSE.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we play for cooking. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215-215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text RULE to 215-215. That's RULE to 215-215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Federal Reserve funny business to the pandemic of loneliness, Liberty Nation Radio is running the gauntlet on a whole host of topics that matter to you. Don't forget to tune in.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
Dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Anytime you have a concern, or maybe you heard something on this program that you want to ask me more about, or maybe you have a comment about some of the things I've said, You're welcome to call 877-726-8255 and record your question, which we will address on a future edition. So this is the weekend where we transition to daylight savings time. And there's a lot of controversy about daylight savings time. A lot of people say they just want permanent daylight savings time because they hate the gloom of those early sundowns, you know, especially in northern parts of the country. It starts to get dark at 4:30, and people have seasonal affective disorder. Then there are those, and I'm among them, early risers who say, I'm getting sick and tired of daylight savings time because daylight savings time was great in July. We had longer days, and it was light in the morning. But because of the time shift, it doesn't get light until 7 or 8 o'clock, and it's getting worse and worse. And this morning was a cloudy day here in New York City where I reside, kind of a gloomy day, rainy, cloudy, and I had a date with my personal trainer at 8 o'clock in the morning, which I'm usually fine for, but I was luxuriating in bed, and finally I woke up and I looked at the clock and it was like 7:20. I had just 40 minutes to get myself ready for a rigorous workout. And I said, this is getting nuts. I'm glad it's finally going to be the end of daylight savings time. We're shifting spring forward, fall back. That gives us an extra hour of sleep. And marathon runners here in New York, the classic New York Marathon with tens of thousands of participants, they're going to get an extra hour of sleep because they got to get up real early to get to the starting line. So part of the knock on daylight savings time is they say that it's hazardous to our health. And we know that when we disrupt our circadian rhythm, people who are shift workers, people who are road warriors and have to travel a lot, it's not healthy. The disruption of our internal rhythms can have a harmful effect on our appetite, on our metabolism, and even on our hearts. And there are doctors who swear, and I used to be one among them, who swear that they don't want to be in the emergency room on the morning after a time change because there's going to be more havoc. There's going to be more traffic accidents because people lose sleep and they're less alert. This is usually in the spring more than the fall where you gain an hour. And there's going to be more heart attacks because people are stressed. They have an hour less of sleep and their bodies are not used to it. And so here's an article which attempts to shed light on the real deal risks associated with transition to daylight savings time. Headline, daylight savings time may not trigger heart attacks after all, study finds. New study suggests heart health may depend more on long-term sleep habits than merely the one-hour time change. And so how big was this study? In a sweeping analysis of nearly 170,000 patients over a decade, researchers at Duke University School of Medicine found no significant increase in heart attacks during the weeks surrounding daylight savings time transitions, neither in spring nor in fall. So what they did say was there was one exception, because this is a long-term study. They did it, you know, for a long time period, 10 years. But one exception in the new study was a spike in acute myocardial infarction cases following spring daylight savings time in 2020. Why was it different in 2020? I mean, you lose an hour in 2018, 2019, then in 2020, and then 2021, but only in 2020 was there a spike in heart attacks. Think back on what was happening in spring of 2020. Yes, folks, it seems like it's far back in the rearview mirror, but that was the onset of COVID. a period of widespread stress, uncertainty, and disruptions to health care. So it could be that around that time people were stressed, or maybe people, you know, were tempted to ignore certain symptoms and not go to the emergency room in time because hospitals were crammed with COVID-19 patients. It's unclear precisely what was going on, but that was the year where there was indeed a spike in the spring transition, but the rest of the time, no biggie when it comes to heart attacks. Researchers still caution that sleep remains a critical factor in heart health, and poor sleep and extremes in sleep duration, less than 6 or more than 9 hours, have been consistently linked to increased cardiovascular risk. And it's also not, you know, this whole notion of catch-up sleep, you know, where you have sleep deprivation during the week, you have what's called social jet lag. You know, you're just trying to do all this stuff, cram all of it in, you know, people with jobs and long commutes, and then they try to have a social life, they stay up late, or they get caught up in Netflix or, you know, watching late-night TV. And they sleep on sleep during the week, but then they can catch up sleep on, during the weekend. It doesn't help, folks. Your circadian rhythm should be regular. It really is, as Ben Franklin once said, early to bed, early to rise makes a man or woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. Folks, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, dearhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance is a great brand. They offer a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And this month, they're featuring a suite of supplements specifically designed to support women's health. Myonostal powder, progesterone cream, as well as D-Manos capsules and powder. Myonostal powder supports healthy ovarian function. Progesterone cream supports a healthy skin appearance. It's natural progesterone. And D-Manos helps to maintain normal urinary tract health. It's great for preventing urinary tract infections. For more information and to learn about other Protocol for Life Balance products that support women's health, just go to dearhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. That's dearhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements, and I prescribe them and use them myself all the time. This item has to do with step counts. And, you know, we've heard so much about, you know, the 10,000 step a day thing. You know, how many steps a day does it take to prevent heart disease or alternatively to live longer? And one of the problems with these studies is that if you are in really crappy shape, you're not going to walk a lot. So you're not going to, or say you have really bad knee pain or really bad hip pain or really bad foot pain. Or if you've got, you know, a lot of shortness of breath, you're going to be a sicker person, and yeah, you're going to walk less, and hence, statistically, your risk of dying or having a heart problem is going to increase. So these are mostly observational studies. In other words, they look at the amount that people walk, and they say the people who walk, they don't have as much heart disease, and they live longer. But it could be that they're simply healthier to begin with. But there's a new study that looks at this. Headline, it's not just about hitting daily step counts, study suggests. For older women, bunching steps on just a few days was tied to lower heart and death risks. So it says that you don't necessarily have to do 10,000 steps per day. That's a lot. You know, sometimes I walk in and say, oh, my goodness, I did 12,000 steps today. But that's the exception. It's hard to... As you get older, it's hard to do that many steps. It takes a long time. You're slower. A large study suggested that older women who took at least 4,000 steps 1 to 2 days per week had lower risk of death and heart disease. Participants who reached that threshold 3 or more days per week, get this, had a 40% lower mortality risk. Now, it still holds that they may be healthier to begin with, so they're able to do that, right? Because if you're debilitated, you won't be able to walk, and hence you, you know, by virtue of being debilitated, you're at higher risk. It's not because you didn't walk. And it's hard to tell someone who has extreme hip pain, knee pain, or is really poorly conditioned, like, okay, you got to walk. You got to walk, like, you know, thousands of steps per day. It's just not going to be able to do it. But to me, the take-home message from a study like this is why it might be a good idea, if you're experiencing lots of knee pain or lots of hip pain, and you've been told you're bone on bone, and some people are reluctant to undergo the surgery, they're afraid of the surgery, I tell patients, get the surgery, because not only is it going to make you happier when you're free of pain and you can resume activities, it could make you live longer. Okay? So this actually underscores why, if you are limited in your ability to walk and there is an available fix, and many people rave about the results from their knee replacement or their hip replacement, they get a whole new lease on life. Get it done. Get it done early enough so that you can garner the benefits. If you're 68 or 74, you've got many more years of life where you can train and walk and enjoy the benefits in terms of up to 40% lower mortality risk from your daily exercise. It can provide you with a whole new lease on life. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you get older, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. The cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Antifactor lipids. Antifactor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Antifactor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using Antifactor for years. I don't go a day without it. Antifactor lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for Antifactor lipids powder.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide, 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And we take calls every week, so let's hear one of them.
My sister has been diagnosed with neuropathy, and I'm wondering if there is a natural remedy that can help her with the pain in her feet and her head.
Okay. Neuropathy, I mean, there's a lot of different forms of neuropathy. One of the most common is diabetic neuropathy, and it's caused by long-term exposure to elevated blood sugar damages the nerves. But there's also autoimmune neuropathy, and that also can be addressed by, actually, there's some new medications that suppress the immune system. But as we mentioned, autoimmunity is helped by high-dose omega-3 and vitamin D. But when it comes to diabetic neuropathy, the nutrients that can be helpful include alpha-lipoic acid, also vitamin B1. B1 at high doses can be helpful for that. Occasionally, that gets mixed in with B12 deficiency, so oral B12 or B12 shots can be helpful for neuropathy. And acetyl-L-carnitine can sometimes be helpful for diabetic neuropathy. So those are some of the things that can be helpful. And there's actually, diabetic neuropathy, I think, responds more promptly to nutritional intervention than autoimmune or what's called idiopathic neuropathy, where there's no clear-cut cause. Also, when it comes to neuropathic pain, neuropathic pain, to some extent, is pain in the brain. And pain in the brain responds to something called PEA, palmitoyl ethanolamide, or PEA, is a supplement that's been fairly recently introduced. It's part of the relief formula that's offered by one of our good sponsors, CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com is their website. And relief contains PEA. You can also take PEA separately. It's a cannabinoid. And in studies, it's actually been shown to be helpful for nerve pain, which is one of the most difficult types of pain to deal with. Nerve pain is not helped very much by nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, Motrin, etc. It's not helped very much by Tylenol. It's a specific type of pain. It's not an inflammatory type of pain. And PEA seems to work directly on the nerves in a way to kind of take down the volume on pain, not instantaneously. It's not like, you know, take Advil and your pain goes away within hours. It's something that you take over a period of weeks or months, and it's actually one of the favorite treatments recommended by our good colleague, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, who's a frequent guest here on Intelligent Medicine Podcasts. Also, pregnenolone, which is an over-the-counter supplement. It's similar in some ways to DHEA, but it works higher up in the steroid chain. It's a neurosteroid. It works on the brain. And in studies, pregnenolone can be helpful for neuropathic pain, nerve pain, which can be challenging to treat. So there you have it. The study here, palmitoyl ethanolamide, that's a tongue twister, is emerging as a promising therapeutic agent for neuropathic and other pain-related conditions. And what they have found is they're trying to increase its bioavailability because its absorption is limited. So sometimes you have to find the right formulation that is actually going to be bioavailable and taken up and get to where it needs to work in your brain and in your nerves. This item, and it's a terrible scenario, is imagine going to the hospital, and it's kind of random. You get roommates, right? And sometimes you get a lousy roommate in a hospital. Cynthia Van, age 55, had been checked into Lincoln Hospital in the Bronx. I know Lincoln Hospital in the Bronx. It's, you know, like a catch basin for some of the poor areas of New York, for an underlying medical condition. When she was punched in the head multiple times at around 3 a.m., according to the NYPD, her roommate beat her to death. A Bronx woman was beaten to death in the hospital room she shared with an emotionally disturbed patient with a history of attacking people in the hospital, according to police and law enforcement sources. So this roommate, Raquel Houghton, age 44, allegedly beat Van while she was asleep in her bed. The victim woke up to repeated punches to the head and ultimately had to be sent to the ICU before succumbing to her injuries. She died of blunt force trauma, and the incident was deemed a homicide. So bad pairing of a violent, assaultive roommate with another vulnerable sick person at Lincoln Hospital. The suspect had allegedly attacked a nurse in the hospital in July and assaulted a patient care associate the day after the fatal beating. So, hey, yikes. You know, a lot of havoc can occur sometimes in hospitals. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Get ready for some more of your phone calls plus more features. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars, see them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. A judge says President Trump's $10 billion lawsuit against the BBC can go to trial. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with the latest.
A federal judge in Florida rejected an attempt by Britain's national broadcaster to delay proceedings and set a February 2027 trial date. In December, Donald Trump filed a lawsuit over the way the BBC edited a speech he gave on January 6, 2021. The day of the U.S. Capitol riot. The claim seeks $5 billion in damages for defamation and $5 billion for unfair trade practices. The BBC has apologized, but rejects claims it defamed the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Talks between Russia and Ukraine on the table.
Another round of U.S. brokered talks between envoys for Russia and Ukraine are set to take place in Geneva in the coming week. Meanwhile, drone strikes on Saturday killed one person in Ukraine and another in Russia. At the Munich conference, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called Russian President Vladimir Putin a slave to war.
No one in Ukraine believes he will ever let our people go, but he will not let other European nations go either, because he cannot let go of the very idea of war.
Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 4 years ago. I'm Donna Water.
Israel is beginning a land registration process in the West Bank. Critics say it could shift large areas into state control. President Trump says members of his newly created Board of Peace have pledged $5 billion toward rebuilding Gaza and will commit thousands of personnel in international stabilization, also hundreds of police forces for the entire territory. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Just 1 month after Iran launched a crackdown on nationwide protests, widespread arrests taking place all around the nation.
Reports of raids on homes and workplaces have come from major cities and rural towns alike. All this reveals a dragnet that has touched large portions of Iranian society. Iranian officials have apprehended university students, doctors, lawyers, teachers, and others. Activists say those arrested are often held with no ability to communicate for days or weeks.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Nasser Hospital in Gaza condemned the decision by Doctors Without Borders to suspend most work at the facility due to concerns over armed men in the compound. The group says security breaches, arbitrary arrests, and intimidation put staff and patients at risk. Nasser Hospital is one of Gaza's last functioning major hospitals. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A major leap for a key AI.
Artificial intelligence company Anthropic says it's now valued at $380 billion. The maker of the chatbot Claude says its valuation grew after it raised a $30 billion round of funding led by Singapore's sovereign wealth fund GIC and the U.S.-based investment firm Coatue, along with dozens of other major investors. The surge of investment cements Anthropic's position alongside rival OpenAI and Elon Musk's SpaceX in a trio of the world's most valuable startups that investors will be watching closely this year to see if they'll become publicly traded on Wall Street. Ron Taylor reporting.
A new artificial intelligence video generator from Beijing-based ByteDance drawing the ire of Hollywood. They claim CDance 2.0 violates copyright and uses the likeness of a number of actors and others, all without permission. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin with Holmes and Watson. And then we resume the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Confidential Matter. From 1939 until 1946, Basil Rathbone played Sherlock Holmes in a series of films, as well as on a popular radio program. After he departed, the radio show would continue. Nigel Bruce was still playing Dr. Watson, but it was now Tom Conway as Holmes. Here's that tandem in this offering from October 12, 1946.
Kreml Hair Tonic and Kreml Shampoo present the new adventures of Sherlock Holmes, starring Nigel Bruce as Dr. Watson and Tom Conway as Sherlock Holmes. Once again, it's time to renew our weekly visits with that genial host and incomparable storyteller, Dr. Watson. And here he is waiting for us in his comfortable and familiar study. Hello, Dr. Watson. It's mighty good to see you again.
Good evening, Mr. Bell. Good gracious me, it's a long time since you last dropped in to see me.
Too long entirely, but I'm certainly glad to be back.
I'm glad to have you back, my boy. This seems like old time.
Thank you, sir. By the way, I heard you had quite a trip this summer. Went back to England, didn't you?
Yes, Mr. Bell. I must say I had a very delightful time renewing old friendships. Incidentally, I think you'll be particularly interested in one visit that I made. It was to the vaults of Cox's Bank in Charing Cross.
Cox's Bank? Oh, that was the home of your old black tin dispatch box, wasn't it? The one that contained all the notes on your adventures with the great Sherlock Holmes?
It was, my boy. You have a very good memory.
And by any chance, is that the box standing there on your table now?
It certainly is. I brought it back with me. You see, I found it contained a veritable treasure trove of material. Notes on adventures that I'd forgotten, and in some cases, stories that Sherlock Holmes insists must not be published during the lifetime of certain... famous people involved.
Phew, that certainly is a treasure trove. And do you mind if I take a peek in the sacred box, Dr. Watson?
Not at all, Mr. Bell, not at all.
Must be papers all tied up in tape. An old signet ring.
Oh, that's just a token of the Duke of Bedford's esteem. Never did fit.
Hey, what's this, Dr. Watson? A small dog collar.
Yes, my boy, a small dog collar. And it brings to mind one of the most exciting, bizarre adventures that Sherlock Holmes and I ever encountered. I always referred to it, Venture of the Stuttering Ghost.
Stuttering Ghost?
Well, Mr. Bell, the story began on a certain September afternoon in, well, more years ago than I like to admit. Holmes and I were seated in our Baker Street lodgings, having returned a few hours previously from a much-needed holiday in Devonshire. Though our trip had proved far from restful as far as I was concerned, I could see that the change had worked wonders for my old friend. There was a distinct touch of colour in his usually pale face, and I knew by the sparkle in his eye that he was happy to be back in harness, as he sat there skimming through the letters that had accumulated during his absence.
Watson, has it ever occurred to you that the entire course of history might have been changed, probably for the better, if paper and ink had never been invented?
Oh, rubbish. It's good to be back in Baker Street again, eh, Holmes?
Yes. Back to the routine of stupid letters from stupid people after two peaceful weeks at the seaside.
Peaceful? You spent most of your time solving the problem of the lifeguard, the calabash, and the dying nursemaid.
Merely a routine matter, Watson. Though it did have its points of interest.
Anything startling in this morning's post?
The usual trivialities. The Duke of Greenock suspects the Duchess of planning to elope with the underfootman.
Oh, knowing the Duke, I can't say that I blame her.
Quite. Doesn't anyone use imagination in committing crimes anymore? Aha. This looks more promising.
Huh? What is it, Holmes?
I shall present my problem to you at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. It's almost 3 now, and the letter's dated yesterday.
It doesn't sound particularly promising to me. Who's it from?
It's simply signed Ferdinand.
Odd? Holmes, it might be royalty. Only reigning monarchs sign themselves to strangers simply by their first names.
If you're referring to Ferdinand of Spain, he's dead, you know.
Well, you're pulling my leg. Still, I can't recall a Ferdinand on any current European throne.
Nor can I. And yet there is a certain tone of royal peremptoriness in the phrasing.
There's a front doorbell. It's exactly 3 o'clock. That could be him now.
Yes. While Mrs. Hudson answers the door, suppose we have another look at this note. Expensive paper. Written with a quill pen. And the presumably august scribe was unfortunate enough to get a smear of ink on the outer side of her right little finger.
Why do you say her right little finger?
It's a woman's writing.
Oh, woman's writing.
Come in. Yes, Mrs. Hudson?
You have a visitor, Mr. Holmes, and she's got a wee dog with her. She said you might be expecting her.
Very well, Mrs. Hudson. Show her up, please.
Yes, sir.
A woman and a wee dog. And here we are waiting for royalty.
Watson, I've sometimes observed a distinctly snobbish strain in you. Most regrettable in these democratic days.
The democratic, I've been conservative all my life. I always will be.
Oh, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, you dear, dear man. Oh, I've heard so much about you. Oh, I suppose you're wondering who I am.
Naturally, madam. Sit down, won't you? May I introduce my friend, Dr. Watson?
Oh, how do you do,
how
madam?
How do you do? I'm Mrs. Frampton. Mrs. James Frampton. That's the Buckinghamshire Framptons, you know. And I've traveled all the way up here with darling little Fuzzy. And he does hate trains, don't you, sweetheart?
By the way, Mrs. Frampton, would you mind telling me why you signed your note, Ferdinand?
Why, Mr. Holmes, whatever makes you think I wrote your note?
Among other things, the slight trace of an ink stain on your right little finger.
Oh, dear. It's so simple when you explain it, isn't it?
Right.
Well, since you're so clever, I did write that note. But only because Ferdinand here asked me to.
What?
Yes, the darling dictated it all by himself. He said, and I wrote it all down for
wonderful bonus dog-writing notes.
Don't you think, Mrs. Fampton, that if your dog has any problems, a veterinary surgeon would be the logical person to consult?
Oh, dear, now you've upset him. He's so terribly sensitive. Dr. Watson, I wonder if you'd mind taking him out for a little walk.
Who, me?
Yes. I'd much rather he was out of the way when I tell Mr. Holmes about him. He's so human, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm quite sure he understands every word I say. Please, Dr. Watson.
Oh, really, madam, I don't...
Come, Watson. Can't you see the little fellow's dying for some air? I think a little walk would do you both good.
Oh, well, come along, you little black little fellow.
And now, Mrs. Frampton, may I ask what has brought you to see me?
Well, Mr. Holmes, 2 weeks ago, one of Ferdy's gold collars was stolen. And a week after that, he was sent back to me with a very strange note.
You have the note with you?
Yes, it's here in my purse. Put your hands up, Mr. Holmes.
Well.
That's right.
Do you mind pointing that revolver another way, Mrs. Frampton?
I have no intention of pointing it another way. Furthermore, you'd be astonished at my skill in using it.
Not at all.
Oh?
When a woman has the audacity to call on me with the outline of a revolver plainly visible through the side of her purse, I naturally assume she is able to use it.
You knew I was armed and yet you...
I regret to say that sometimes my curiosity overcomes my caution. And I was very curious as to the purpose of the ridiculous ruse of the letter-writing dog. I still am.
You'll very soon see. Go and sit in that upright chair by the desk there. Mr. Holmes, I assure you I won't hesitate to use this revolver. Go over to that chair.
Very well.
Sit down in it. With your back to me. That's it. I was admiring these handcuffs on your mantelpiece. They'll do very well to fasten you to the chair. Put your hands behind you. Thank you.
What's the game, Mrs. Frampton? Daylight robbery?
Yes. Or murder, if you don't help me.
You realize that my friend is liable to come back at any moment?
Oh, no, Mr. Holmes. That beastly dog was a deliberate device to separate you and your friend. A colleague of mine will see that Dr. Watson is taken care of as soon as he gets outside. And now, Mr. Holmes, I do hope you're not going to be too difficult.
Come along, you stupid creature. You don't have to sniff every... Come on. Playing nursemaid to Pekingese. Hope I don't run into anyone I know. Come on, little brute. Come on.
Excuse me, Governor.
Yes, yes.
You got a match?
A match? Yes, I think I have.
Surely, an half a nice little dog, Governor. What's his name?
His name?
Never mind. You come here now.
Why, you scoundrel. Put down that thing for that fight.
Get out of there. I know what I think. I'm laughing at you.
Would you?
Madam, if you'll just tell me what you're looking for, I'll be delighted to tell you where to find it. There's no sense in messing all my files up.
I want your records of the Rothier case.
In the third drawer of this cabinet.
Oh. Well, here we are. N-O-P-Q. Randolph. Rothier. Well, thank you, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Ah, there's the rescue party.
But it can't be Dr. Watson. Alfie was to take care of him.
Dr. Watson has resources that might surprise you. Sometimes they surprise even me.
Well, I've got what I can.
Holmes, I had the most amazing experience.
Yes, you were set upon by a ruffian in the street.
So I asked for a match and then... How did you know?
Elementary, my dear Watson.
Huh?
Now, please get the key off the mantelpiece and unlock these handcuffs.
Good heavens. Who'd trust you up like that?
Mrs. Frampton, at revolver point.
You see? If you hadn't made me go out with that silly little dog,
you... would never have revealed her purpose in coming here. Watson, the whole thing was a plot to gain access to my files on the Rothier case.
The Rothier case? Why, that...
Hurry up with that key, will you, old chap?
Yes, of course. There you are. I say, how did that woman get out?
Obviously down the back stairs, as you didn't pass on the front. I assume her accomplice got away, too?
Yes, he wouldn't have if I hadn't tripped up over the dog leash. I left this little beast downstairs, Mrs. Hudson.
Suppose we see if our caller took anything of any consequence.
But Holmes, why should anyone go to such fantastic lengths to steal the file on a criminal case that happened years ago.
That's what we have to find out. You recall the Rothier affair, Watson?
Yes, I could do something to do with the jewel robbery, wasn't it?
Yes. Rothier and his English accomplice, a gentleman known as Stuttering Steve Hatter, stole the famous Shrewsbury emerald.
Yes, 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 of course, of course.
The jewels were never recovered, but I was instrumental in bringing the men to justice.
I remember it now. Rothier was killed resisting arrest, wasn't he?
Yes, and Stuttering Steve Hatter was sentenced to 7 years in Dartmoor. By George, Watson, I recall reading a small item in yesterday's paper that told of Hacker's death in prison. That's the answer.
You mean that on his deathbed, Hacker might have told someone the secret of where the jewelry is hidden?
Precisely. The key to that secret must lie in these files. Let me see. Yes, yes, I recall the case vividly now. There was a small piece of paper found on Rothier's body. An apparently meaningless series of numbers and figures. It was here in the file. Now, she's got away with it, Watson. I deserve to be kicked from here tonight.
Holmes, Holmes. Now, listen to me. I was going through the file a few weeks ago, making some notes for my stories, and I remember coming across that slip of paper. I copied the figures down in my notebook.
Bravo, Watson. I don't know what I'd ever do
without you. Oh, thanks, sir. Just a minute, just a minute. Here they are. Ah, here we are. Here are the figures. T2N302S50. What the deuce does it mean, Holmes?
I don't know, but I think I may have a glimmering. Get your coat and hat, old chap. The game's afoot.
Where are we going?
To Scotland Yard. And then I hope we'll be on the track of the Shrewsbury Emeralds.
I say, Holmes, if you don't want to talk, you might at least tell me why we're driving about in this dreary part of London. I don't care for it at all, especially at dusk.
Sorry, Watson, I was thinking. Inspector Lestrade has just informed me that he's unearthed a new clue in the case.
Oh?
It seems that when Rothier was hiding from the police, he worked for a time in this neighborhood.
Oh, where?
At a place known as Gaunt's Castle. It's somewhere here off the Mile End Road. Apparently, it's a sort of museum run by a certain eccentric man named Jezra Gaunt. Its main claim to distinction is that it contains a catacomb, or to be precise, several catacombs.
Extraordinary thing.
An ideal place to hide stolen jewels, I'd say.
Catacombs? Here in London? Impossible.
Not at all, Watson.
But I thought they were vast underground tombs only found in Italy.
Now, these are reputed to be reproductions of the early catacombs of Rome.
Good gracious me.
Apparently, Mr. Gaunt found these deep underground caverns some years ago. And their natural contours made it possible for him to convert them into a modern counterpart of the Italian ones. All right, cabbie. This is the place.
All right, Governor.
There you are. Keep the change.
Thank you, Governor. Come on, get up.
So this is Gaunt's Castle. A frightening-looking place. Like a prison. It's getting dark. Why can't we come back in the morning, Holmes?
I think there's somebody watching us through the peephole in the door.
Yes, there would be.
Uh-huh. He's opening it.
Good evening, gentlemen. You're late. I was just locking my museum up for the night.
You're Mr. Jezra Gaunt?
Yes, sir, at your service.
My name is Sherlock Holmes, and this is my friend, Dr. Watson.
How do you do, Mr. Gaunt?
Mr. Holmes and Dr. Watson? Well, this is a great honor. Please step inside, gentlemen. I'll turn the gas up. There. I hope you'll find the castle, as I call it, interesting.
Mr. Gaunt, time is vitally important. Some 3 years ago, you had a man working for you as a laborer. His name was Rothier.
I can't recall any man of that name, Mr. Holmes.
He was a Frenchman, Mr. Gaunt. Does that mean anything to
you? Oh, I'm sorry, but in this part of London, there are many foreigners, and many of them have worked for me, but...
This man, Rothier, was a jewel thief. He is known to have hidden some very valuable emeralds, and it seems quite possible he may have hidden them here.
Dear me, stolen jewels in my catacombs, Mr. Holmes? Oh, no,
I want you to give us your permission to deduct a detailed examination of your caves and to take some measurements.
Yes, of course. What an extraordinary coincidence.
Coincidence?
Yes. A man and a woman were here a little while ago. I didn't pay much attention to them as they entered, but I happened to observe them later in the catacombs. They were taking measurements. By Jove, Holmes.
Go on, Mr. Gaunt.
When they saw I was watching them, they were very evasive and left after a few moments. Until you mentioned taking measurements, the whole incident seemed unimportant.
It was far from unimportant, Mr. Gaunt. They're desperate. We must work fast. May we start our search at once?
Of course. I'll go and light the gas. Holmes, Mrs. Frampton, that accomplice who attacked me must have come here straight from Baker Street.
Yes, and they'll be back. Probably tonight. It's a race against time.
Well, so far they apparently haven't succeeded in deciphering the code.
And neither have we. Watson, it's a battle of wits.
Oh, really?
They won the first round. Let's hope we can win the second.
Time for a short break. We'll be back with more of Sherlock Holmes right after this.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us. What shall we do
about them? Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
A curtain going up on the second act of Sherlock Holmes on WIN Radio Was.
Well, Dr. Watson, how did you and the great Sherlock Holmes make out when you explored the underground caves?
For that first hour, we searched that strange place exhaustively without finding a clue. Then I remember we descended into one of the deepest and darkest caves. Must have been a weird picture as we stood there, our voices echoing hollowly. A vast black chasm yawning in front of us, and a feeble flicker of gaslight throwing a pool of light on the piece of paper which Holmes held in his hand.
Watson, I'm certain the figures on this paper are the clue to the missing emeralds. But why can't I get the code? T2N3O2S5O.
They might be pacing directions.
Obviously, but beginning where?
I don't know, but 2N could be two places north. Still, how about T and O?
The T being the first letter is presumably the starting point. But what does it stand for?
But of course!
Here's the answer. Look here on the wall.
You mean that colored tablet?
Yes. It's a common early Christian symbol known as St. Anthony's Cross. And it's also the Greek letter T. This is our starting point. T is the first letter in this code.
Then comes 2N.
Let's try it. Two paces north. So.
Then comes the letter O. Oh, it could It could mean zero.
Yes, it could, old chap, or it might be... No, no, I had it. Remember, that Rothier was a Frenchman.
What's that got to do with it?
The French word for west is west, spelled O-U-E-S-T. French compasses have an O where ours have the W. Two paces north, 3-O, three paces west. See if Quant will lend us a spade, Watson, dear chap, will you? We're getting warm. We're getting decidedly warm.
I think we've drawn a blank.
So do I. Yet the code is a logical one. Two paces north, three west, two south, five way. Wait a minute. Paces are inaccurate, Watson. They vary. A man would surely leave his records in carefully measured feet.
If he has a tape measure, why don't you try measuring it out in feet?
Thanks. Now, 2 feet north, three west, two south, and five west. Would be here. Give me the spade, Watson. I'll do the digging this time.
Oh, thanks very much. Holmes, if you dig any deeper, you'll come out in Australia.
And yet I know we're basically on the right track. What an unmitigated idiot I am. Watson, look on the other side of this tape measure.
What's on it?
It's marked in meters. Rothier was French. Now we have the answer, Watson. 2 meters north, three west, two south, and five west. Give me the spade again.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong this time, I'll retire from my profession.
What's that?
It's a metal box. Watson... Unless I'm very much mistaken, we've found the Shrewsbury Emerald.
Great stuff! The
box is a little tarnished, a little rusty, but its contents are undamaged. Look at these emeralds, Watson. Aren't they exquisite?
In this gaslight, they look just like liquid jade.
Quite a poet, aren't you, Dr. Watson?
Oh, hello, Mr. Gold. You quite startled me. We've found the treasure.
Oh, I'm so glad, gentlemen. You've done the hard work for us.
Look out, Watson. It's a trap.
Come back here, Holmes.
Drop that revolver gun.
I missed your friend, Dr. Watson, but I won't miss you. Stand where you are. In any case, Mr. Holmes can't get away. Fortunately for us, he's run into a cave from which there is no exit. Gertrude, Alfie.
Here we are.
Find it,
yes, my dear. Clever of them, wasn't it? I doubt whether we could have solved the code without their help.
Scoundrels, I wish I'd get my hands on you.
Dr. Watson, surely you're in no position to threaten. The three of us are armed, and your friend can't help you. Mr. Sherlock Holmes, come out of that cave with your hands up. We've won the final round.
Not while I have the emeralds, you haven't.
All around him out of there, blast him.
It seems to me, Dr. Watson, that Mr. Holmes is being unusually stupid today.
Be careful, Holmes. Watson, stop him. Holmes! Holmes!
Dear me, I'm afraid your friend's been injured, Doctor.
For heaven's sake, let me go to him. I'm a doctor.
I'm afraid I can't trust you. However, I'll tell Alfie to drag his body out here. Alfie!
Never mind about Alfie. I just conked him one off before I shot Mr. Holmes.
That voice... It's stuttering Steve Hacker.
But it can't be. Steve Hacker's dead.
That's what you think. But he ain't dead. I bribed the prison doctor in a Skype. Remember, I'm in the dark. You can't see me, but I can see you. You're standing in the light. But you'd better do like I say. Dr. Watson.
Yes, Hacker. What is it?
I remember you. You ain't a bad sort of a text assistant. I trust you more than these rats. If you don't want me to shoot, you'd better drop your revolvers at Dr. Watson's feet. I'll trust him. Go on, drop them.
You better do as he says. I think he means business.
All right, Hacker.
Here. Now yours, Gertrude.
There.
Pick him up, Dr. Watson.
I've got him.
Splendid, Holmes.
Then hand me one.
But Holmes, where's Steve Hacker?
Aside from the fact that he's dead, I've no idea, old chap. I took the liberty of impersonating him, or rather his ghost, temporarily.
You shot Alfie?
Certainly. He was about to shoot me. But he is not quite dead, unfortunately. And now, Watson, old chap, I think it's about time we turn this unsavory little gathering over to the police. Watson, it's rather pleasant to be back in Baker Street. It's been a tiring day.
You know, Holmes, the way you imitated stuttering Steve Hacker was amazing.
Well, thanks awful, Jim.
Oh, that's all right. You had them completely fooled. Of course, I thought of the whole thing immediately.
Oh, of course.
You're very clever. You shot Alfie and then faked your own wounded groans.
Yes.
Easy, whatever.
It was remarkably effective. And Alfie's subsequent confession confirmed my suspicions. Hacker, ill and afraid of dying, talked with Alfie during his recent stay in Dartmoor and told him to find the booty and share it with Hacker's wife. But Alfie, as soon as he was released from prison and thinking Hacker dead, decided to get it all for himself and his accomplices. As pretty a tangle of criminality as I ever ran into.
Perhaps your return to practice won't be as dull as you think.
Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Holmes, but about the dog.
Dog? What dog?
The nice, wee fellow the lady brought this afternoon. He's still downstairs. I gave him the bath and a nice big beef bone. Now, what do you want me to do with him?
An intriguing problem. Let me see now. He's been cooped up a long time.
Oh, here it comes.
I think it'd be an excellent idea if Dr. Watson took him for a nice walk.
Nice walk, but Holmes, I'm very tired.
Oh, come, Watson. Remember, he's quite a remarkable animal. He wrote a letter. He convinced you that he was royalty and then undoubtedly saved your life. I think you owe him a little consideration, don't you?
Well, of course, if you put it that way, I suppose we will.
Tonight's new Sherlock Holmes adventure was suggested by an incident in the Sir Arthur Conan Doyle story, The Adventure of the Noble Bachelor. Nigel Bruce appeared by permission of California Pictures, and Tom Conway through the courtesy of Eagle Lion Pictures. This is Joseph Bell speaking for Kremel Hair Tonic and Kremel Shampoo. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
The Case of the Stuttering Ghost from October 12, 1946. I'm Greg Bell, no relation to New Adventures of Sherlock Holmes announcer Joseph Bell, as far as I know. And up next on When Radio Was, it's Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar and part three of The Confidential Matter, right after this break.
Head to Radiospheres.com today to enjoy our new arrivals. This is Your FBI, Grand Larceny, The Whistler, One Dark Night, and Fibber McGee and Molly, Happy Days. These newest CD box set collections are available at Radiospheres.com now.
This is Your FBI, the official broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Ride along with the feds and find out if it's a case of embezzlement, extortion, kidnapping, or murder as agents immerse themselves in a world of crime. This 12-episode collection features performances by Frank Lovejoy, Leslie Woods, and Mandel Kramer.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
The Whistler is back with another collection of strange stories where the unscrupulous encounter their undoing. Follow them through the setup, the slip-up, the double-cross, and ultimately their downfall.
Hey, there's somebody at the door.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I'll get it.
Okay. Who is this the residence of?
Never end a sentence with a proposition. And if you must know, this is the house that Mr. and Mrs. McGee live in.
Find out who's at the door. Visit with Fibber McGee and Molly and follow their harried, hilarious, and happy days in wartime wistful vista. As always, their escapades are equal parts disastrous and delightful. Buy all three of these new arrivals today or browse our library, which offers thousands of shows. Just go to radiospirits.com now. Choose from thrilling detective stories, classic westerns, edge-of-your-seat mysteries, laugh-out-loud comedies, heartwarming dramas, and more. We have the perfect old-time radio collection for you. Own our newest releases, find your favorite shows, or discover a new series from the golden age of radio at radiospirits.com today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
We work out our bodies, but it's just as important to exercise our brains. Think, sleep, perform, and feel better with the BrainTap app. We asked Dr. Patrick Porter, CEO and founder, what is BrainTap?
It's a brain fitness device that uses both an app and a piece of hardware. It can be used separately or together. to optimize brainwave function through different activities. Maybe it's learning or stress reduction or menopause, golf, sports. We work with Tom Brady's group called TBRX for sports improvement, for concussions. We have dementia studies that we've shown that in 6 weeks we can reverse dementia by increasing brain voltage through the exercises on the BrainTap app. This is an added benefit to increase brain performance to help people think, sleep, and perform better.
Find out more at BrainTap.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was and our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. It finds our favorite insurance investigator in the city by the bay, looking into the confidential matter. Time now for part three.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Hector, Mr. Dollar.
Hector?
Hector Nerkley, at the Drakeley Arms Apartments. You were here night before last inquiring about the late Mr. Morgan.
Oh, yes, I remember. What can I do for you, Mr. Nerkley?
Oh, it's really quite the other way around.
All right, what can you do for me?
Well, I can give you some very interesting information, if you care to come over here.
Why can't you give it to me on the phone?
I'll tell you exactly why, Mr. Dollar, when you come over.
Oh, for the love of
temper,
Pete.
Would... Temper.
And why not? A month ago, the best friend I had in the world drove his car off a cliff into the Pacific. And his body's still out there in the ocean somewhere. It's never been recovered.
Mr. Dollar?
Then it turns out he was $80,000 short in his accounts. I can't find the money, nor the woman he was running around with before his death. I can't find out anything. And now if I want some... All right, I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location San Francisco. To the home office, Eternity Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the confidential matter. Expense account continue. Item 9, $1.70 taxi from my hotel to the Drakeley Arms Apartments. A snooty high-priced joint where Ed Morgan had lived during the last 4 months of his life. Ed Morgan, a pipe-and-slippers bachelor who'd suddenly and strangely turned to champagne cocktails and high living. Who, as head of an insurance claims office, had found a way of swindling his employer out of $80,000 in 4 months. And who died a month ago as mysteriously as he'd lived. This was the man who at the moment was my assignment. Whose past I was supposed to uncover. And he was also the man who'd been my lifelong friend.
Well, good evening, Mr. Dollar. My, you did make excellent time.
Now look, if this turns out to be a runaround, so help
Temper?
Me out. All right. You said you had some very important information that couldn't be discussed over the phone.
Well, it could have been discussed, of course. But, well, this information has to do with one of our guests, Mr. Dollar. A certain lovely young widow whom you seemed most concerned about the last night.
Nikki Barrett.
Quite.
Has she come back? Is she here?
I'm afraid not.
Then what is it?
First, I must ask you what your intentions are toward Mrs. Barrett.
Well, I'm not going to marry her.
Please. I hardly thought you were.
All right, then what's the point?
Simply this. I happen to be in a position to put you in touch with Mrs. Barrett.
You know where she's hiding out?
Hiding out?
All right, I'll drop the implication. You know where she is.
I do.
Well, then let's have it.
Why do you wish to find her?
Because she's the only lead I've got on the Morgan case. She and Ed were thicker than thieves during the 4 months before his death. And she was with him the night he was killed. Earlier in the evening, at least.
Are you going to have her arrested?
No. I just want to ask her some questions. I've got no case against her. Not yet, at least.
Mr. Dollar. Can I depend upon you in one very important respect?
What's that?
Under no circumstances must you let Mrs. Barrett know that I told her where she is.
What's the matter? Afraid the board of directors would bust you to bellhop and strip off your gardenia?
That is not amusing. Nor too improbable, as a matter of fact. After all, the watchword of the Drakeley Arms is discretion.
Yeah, well, all right. It's a deal. I won't tell her.
Of course, there is one more little detail.
Oh, now what?
Well, the last time you requested information from me, Mr. Dollar, you were kind enough and generous enough. Well, really, this is a bit awkward.
What is it, Hector? Is the gardenia fund getting low?
Well, you did say, as I recall, that it was merely an item in an expense account.
All right. Here's another $20.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now, what about Nikki Barrett?
Well, We just received a letter from Mrs. Barrett. She asks that her mail be forwarded to her in care of American Express. Panama City, Panama.
Item 10, $20, gratuity. Item 11, $388.45, hotels, some telegrams, incidentals in San Francisco, and plane fare to Panama. I sent wires ahead before I left the States. It wasn't until after I cleared customs and was heading for the American Express office that I was certain the messages had produced any results.
Dispense me, por favor.
Yeah?
You are Senor Johnny Dollar from the Estados, no?
That's right.
Capitan Garcia Ramullo of the Panama Federal Police. Oh. As usual,
Mason. Oh, glad to know you, Captain.
I am honored, Senor. We have received your telegram, and I have been instructed to cooperate with you very intensive.
Well, it may take just that. How about the woman I described in the telegram?
The Senora Barrett. Oh, Santa Madre, what a beautiful woman.
So I've heard.
You have not had the pleasure of acquainting her?
Not yet.
The best of your life is before you in that case.
Then I'll speed up and get to it. So you've already located her, huh?
Oh, but of course, Senor. She has not changed her name, as you think, perhaps. So it was most simple.
Good. Glad it didn't cause you too much trouble.
Trouble? Senor, merely to gaze upon such a one is worth a lifetime of trouble.
Which is exactly what it cost a couple of guys I know.
Such eyes, such hair, such lips.
Yeah.
Such,
well, what do you say we...
Forgive me, Senor. I'm carried away with it.
Well, where is this living little doll staked out at the moment?
She is registered at the Hotel Primeso, room 17.
Hotel Primeso?
This is not the most unusual, I think.
What do you mean?
The Primeso is one hotel very small, which is located on the waterfront. It's most for sailors, fishing.
I see.
The beautiful turista one would think to find in a hotel of more elegance.
She may be deliberately staying away from the tourist belt.
Quien sabe, senor. Who can tell the reasons of a woman?
Yeah. Is she living there alone?
So I have been informed. You expect someone with her?
I don't know what to expect. I don't even know why she came here. I'm moving in blind.
See, life is most difficult at times.
You didn't talk to her, did you? Let her know you were checking on her?
Please, senor.
I'm sorry, Captain. I had to be sure.
She is most entirely without suspicion.
Good, good. Well, I suppose I'd better check into a hotel first.
Then what are your plans, senor?
I don't know exactly. I'll talk to her, try to get some answers. And from there on, I'll just have to call it as I go.
I hope this lovely lady has not involved in some serious crime.
I hope not, too. But I wouldn't bet much on it.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on Win Radio Wise.
Item 12, $8, taxi, flat rate for the rest of the day. And by the time I checked into a hotel and showered and changed, the rest of the day didn't have long to go. The Hotel Promesa was on the waterfront, as Captain Garcia had said, and some distance from town. But although it wasn't a tourist trap, neither was it quite the sailor's flophouse I'd been led to expect. It was built native style with bamboo shutters and wide verandas, half buried in a thicket of mango and banana. $5 bought me the desk clerk's undying affection, and 2 minutes later I stood unannounced at the door of room 17.
Just a minute. It's about time. I ordered that ice at least. I thought you were the bellboy.
No. The name is Johnny Dollar.
Johnny Dollar.
Mind if I come in, Mrs. Bird?
What for?
Well, it would be more comfortable than trying to talk out here in the veranda.
What is it you want to talk about?
A friend of mine. Name of Ed Morgan.
All right. Come on in. Sit down, Mr. Dollar.
Thanks.
I'd offer you a drink, but there's no ice. And it isn't this kind of heat.
I don't care for a drink, thanks.
I think it would cool off after the sun goes down, but it doesn't, at least not very much. Sometimes a breeze comes up from... What are you staring at, Mr. Dollar?
You.
Why?
I'd had such glowing reports about you that I was sure they were exaggerated. They weren't.
Thanks. And did you come all the way down here just to check those glowing reports?
How do you know I came all the way down here?
What do you mean?
Maybe I live here.
No. I've heard of you before. Ed, Mr. Morgan used to talk about you.
Was it Ed or Mr. Morgan?
You don't miss much, do you?
I try not to.
It was Ed, as you undoubtedly knew.
Yes, I knew. But I wasn't sure why.
Why?
Why he lost his head. Now that I've seen you, I can understand. Who wouldn't?
Oh, please. I'd rather not talk about it, Mr. Dollar. Ever since that terrible accident, there's been only one thing I've wanted. To forget.
Well, I'm sorry to have to bring up unpleasant memories, Mrs. Barrett, but I've got to ask you some questions.
There's nothing...
The night of his death, what time did he leave you?
What do you mean?
You were together earlier in the evening. You left the bar at the Drigley Arms together at 9 o'clock, but shortly after midnight, when Ed ran his car off a cliff into the Pacific, he was apparently alone.
We went to dinner, then he brought me back to the apartment house. He was going to Half Moon Bay to see a client. That's why he happened to be on that road. I don't want to talk about it, Mr. Dollar. It's horrible to think of him dying that way. His body's still out there in the ocean somewhere. That's why I came down here. To get away and try to forget.
Then you thought quite a lot of him, huh?
We were going to be married.
I see. Well, it's too bad it didn't work out with all the wealth Ed had and the beauty you
wealth.
Have.
I had the idea that he just worked for an insurance company.
And lived the way he did? Oh, come now, Mrs. Barrett.
Well, actually, I didn't really consider it. My husband had left me quite well off.
How long were you married before he died?
Only 10 months.
Oh, you do have bad luck, don't you?
I don't think this attitude of yours...
Relax. Here, have a cigarette.
I don't smoke.
Oh? Do you mind if I do?
No, of course not.
Thanks.
Do you have a suite here, Mrs. Barrett, or just this one room?
Just this room. Why?
Oh, and then this door must lead to the bath.
What do you think you're doing?
Empty, huh?
Of course it's empty.
Then the other possibility is that closet.
Stay away from there.
When I came in, there was cigarette smoke in the air, stubs in the ashtray.
There's no one here. Stay away from there.
Oh, look, Mrs. Barrett, turning out the lights may be romantic, but it's not the idea.
What? You...
I was still conscious but groggy, and I couldn't seem to get off the floor. I heard someone moving, heard the door to the veranda open and close. I shook my head, tried to clear it. I finally staggered to my feet and found the light switch. Nikki Barrett was cowering back against the wall, staring at me, scared, but not saying anything. I stumbled toward the door. The veranda was empty. There was no sign of movement in the shadows. So there was somebody hiding in that closet.
No. There wasn't anybody here. I'm the one who hit you.
You'd have to have a fist three times your size.
It's true.
Forget it. I know the game now. I should have known it a lot sooner.
You're wrong.
There's only one person in this world who tears cigarettes apart and shreds the paper that way.
No!
The two of you, in on it together. They didn't find his body because there wasn't anybody to find. He's still alive. He was right here in this room. That was Ed Morgan.
Here is our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a search for a dead man who intends to stay dead and who is willing to kill to do it. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Hugh Brundage speaking.
Of the five-part Confidential Matter, which originally played out in September 1956. We'll have the fourth installment of this Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Tom Conway as Sherlock Holmes. He had replaced the departing Basil Rathbone. Well, Conway would also replace another famous actor in a different radio series. Can you name the program that found him taking over for Vincent Price? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you...
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang on to the ripcord and you count off the seconds so you try not to talk too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacup with a wind tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell? Yes. We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Mistylands today at RadioSpirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff, help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to her.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I posed the following question. Name the radio series that found Tom Conway replacing the departing Vincent Price. The answer is The Adventures of the Saint. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, remember to stop by the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.